Blog Talk Radio.
Hold up. I pushed the wrong frequency.
Hey, I'm over at the switchboard.
Okay, there's music on. This is Psychic Journeyman. This is Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio here on Blog Talk Radio, and it's Monday, and we're going over everything real quickly here. Also, my co-host we have today, and she's going to be my co-host for a while, is Adored Angel. Say hello to everybody. You there?
Hi there. How you doing?
Tell them about yourself. Tell them what you do.
Well, I'm Adored Angel, and I've been doing angelic oracle card readings for many, many years, and my gift is that I have a wonderful, intuitive, very gentle side of me, and I'm allowed to have the wonderful gift that's been bestowed to me to help everyone that's on this planet. And so if you need some guidance regarding your health, love life, finances, relationships, I'm here. So I'd love you to call in, and I just welcome everyone that is hearing today.
Okay, and if they want to get a reading from you or contact you, how would they go about doing that?
Oh, they can go to adoredangel@live.com, or they can go to my website, which is www.adoredangel@yola.net.
Uh-huh.
That's how they would find me.
Okay, so
and I'll type it in on the on the chat room so that they can see that.
Okay, and if you're in the chat room, you can also if you have questions, type them out, and she'll pass them on to me, and we'll answer those questions for you while we're on the air. So, Adoring Angel, why don't you introduce our guest today?
Oh, okay. Well, we've got Ampu Maru. I'm hoping that I'm saying it right, and he's this well-renowned astrologer that's being so gracious to come into our presence today. So anything to do with astrology, he'll be able to help you and call all in, hear him.
Okay, so why don't you bring him on the air, see if he can do that.
Okay, let's see
what happens. Hey, everybody, bear with us. We're just, you know, this is the first time I've had a co-host, and we're just trying to pull this thing out.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, how are you?
Hey, I am doing well. How about yourself?
Great. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
That's great. Yeah, I was looking forward to you sharing with us about the dreams and the lunar eclipse and everything's going on around us astrologically.
Yeah.
So how long have you been doing this?
I'm well, man. I'm very well, and it's very excited. It's a lot of energy out there. Let me know where you want to start at, and we can tackle it.
Okay. So how long have you actually been doing this?
Believe it or not, it's only been maybe like 4 years that I've decided that I will actually go public and help people publicly.
Right.
A little before that, it's probably been like maybe 2 years before that. But the strange thing is, when I get readings done, I would never tell nobody what I do. And two past life readings that I got done without me explaining who I was, and me understanding astrology currently, me having a lot of Aquarian energy, which is ruled by astrology, it keeps coming up in the past life that I was an astrologer. You know, I had Edgar Cayce's past life readings done, another friend of mine, and, you know, it keeps popping up. And even in this chart right here, my current chart, again, like, I have four planets in Aquarius, you know, and I got Jupiter in the 11th house, which is the house of the Aquarius. So when you have Jupiter anywhere, it's almost like having things twofold, because Jupiter's the type of energy that just gives, you know. So just, you know, strong Aquarian energy, which would just make that astrology side of me come out all of a sudden, you know.
Yeah. No, that sounds good. I'm going to tell everybody that we're going to go, and today's show is dreams. We're going to talk about dreams and how dreams can give us the answers, and give you an idea of what we think about dreams themselves. And then you also are going to give us some insights on how that intersects with astrology too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, dreams and astrology can be seen by what we call the water houses, you know.
Right.
Or, you know, dealing with the moon and Neptune, or then certain combinations you can have in your chart that will actually tell if you are a little bit more intuitive, and if your dream state is a little bit more clear than, you know, some people that's not. So absolutely, we can see that in the chart.
Okay, that's good. Get some insights and extra time. I think sometimes people are not really sure what they know, what they really talk about when they talk about astrology, so it's going to get more information and more knowledge. Wouldn't you agree?
I'm sorry, stating it.
No, I was saying with the situation in hand.
Hello.
Sometimes people think they know what astrology is, but they kind of throw you off because what they think they know and what really is have a tendency to be two different things. And I was just saying, go ahead. No, go ahead. What would you, I mean, let everybody know what astrology really is. Because a lot of people,
I would say, you know, astrology to me is dealing with, the best way I explain it is we're all on the earth, for one, and we are in the solar system, and I put the keyword on system. And, you know, the Earth is moving at a tremendous speed. The other planets are moving at a tremendous speed. We're all floating around in the darkness of space right now. And this motion could be likened to energy, because this motion is movement. So therefore, this energy can be, it can be described, for lack of a better word. And it's just like how, you know, the East Coast just got pounded with snow. But when the seasons change, we dress accordingly. But you can take it a step further when you're dealing with astrology. If you understand the rays of these other planets as they're spinning around us, some of them we can see, seven of them, we can see with the visible eye, and, you know, they have rays. So these particular energies have a certain description which can affect human behavior. Now, I'm not saying that planets rule people. I'm a firm believer as if we can actually rule the planets, and this is what I mean. If you know for a fact that Mars has an aggression type of energy, and when it comes, and if it's coming and it's opposing you, you know, this is a time where I always say imagine a clock, and when I say a clock, picture opposition, something at 12 o'clock, something at 6 o'clock. Well, if I have Mars in my birth chart at 6 o'clock, and Mars in the sky is coming at 12 o'clock, that's opposition. Opposition means conflict. Well, since I know that at this particular time there can be a potential conflict, I need to be extremely careful at this particular time. So I don't want to engage in a conflict necessarily and then become the hot-headed one and then I just totally blow up over the situation. To me, that's when the negative aspect has gotten a hold of you and you did not master your star. Because if you knew what's coming, it's just like a forecast of the weather. If you know it's snowing, okay, it's about to snow, let me go ahead and buckle up and let me put the salt in the car, the shovel, just in case I get stuff. You know, so it's a forecast. So astrology is just nothing more than the planets that have an effect. This energy has an effect, and it has an influence, and it only suggests, but an influence on human behavior. And another way I like to liken it is, we all know the woman's menstrual cycle corresponds to the moon every 28 days, you know. And I can count them like clockwork. Some women are on a new moon cycle, some women are on a full moon cycle. And I have plenty of case studies that I did, including close friends, that I keep track of their, you know, female friends, I keep track of their menstrual cycles to correspond so I know when the shift is coming, you know.
Right.
So, this is, you know, the planetary energies have an influence on human behavior. And, you know, that's what it is. I can't explain it. I mean, that's what it is, you know.
Right. No, I'm just saying, it's like you, when you sit and look at the situation, it's almost like getting guidance through the stars, too, as well. Like you would, your dreams have a tendency to give you answers. You like looking at the stars and basically saying, okay, this energy is happening right now, so I have to watch certain things that I do.
Indeed.
So you could actually avoid those. You don't have to feed into them. Cause, I mean, a lot of people think, okay, you're going to have the Jupiter and certain things coming together saying that it's going to be a difficult time for you to earn money. But it doesn't mean you won't have any money in your life, and you can actually use that to, like a slingshot to get around those things, right?
Right, absolutely.
Okay, so, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I just said absolutely.
Okay, so it's one of those things. I was sitting there going with myself, I was sitting there going, okay, if we could get the heads up on everything, then we'd know how to proceed to go into situations.
That's right. That's right. You definitely have a cosmic option. Again, if you know it's coming, you can prepare yourself. And even, you know, like you said, you know, even if it's going to be a little harder, it doesn't make it an impossibility. You know what I mean? Because everything is based off of angles. You know what I mean? And astrology is really geometry in all essence, and it's talking about the angle of a light. But you know. You know, you can definitely prepare for it, and you can become victorious as well.
Okay, that's great. Well, actually, you know, if everybody who's listening in, the number here is 646-721-9031. So if you want to call and ask a couple questions to our guests, or just want to call and ask a couple questions, we do the free answering psychic questions as well. But we're doing a show is basically about dreams and messages that we get from our angels, guides, and guardian angels, even God. And it's just the idea of looking at that. And I just felt like it was, you know, I know for a fact that there seems to be on certain times and certain periods during the week and even certain times during the month and the year, I seem to dream more than those times than others. With you doing astrology, I guess the energies are higher in those times that affect our dreams, I guess?
At certain times. It always depends on the individual's natal chart, which is the birth chart of when the person is born. And these planets, you know, when you're born, it's like somebody is taking a snapshot of the heavens. They just pause for a minute, you know. But as we know, the planets keep moving. And as these planets continue to move, they form certain angles in your chart when you were born. So therefore, certain cycles are what we call transits. The planets, as they continue in their path on the ecliptic, certain transits are forming certain angles in your chart. So therefore, certain angles may actually induce the dream state. You may have planets going through your fourth house, planets going through your eighth or your twelfth, which are the water houses, or you may have the moon conjunct Neptune, which is an excellent time for everyone. You know, you know, you need to figure out what 28-day cycle that is. But also, when it comes to that type of energy as well, when you understand dreams. Particularly in astrology and the Neptune energy, it's a thin line between the dream world / delusion / deception. They carry the same energy. And it also carries the same energy with drugs as well. But that's why when some people, a lot of people, particularly in the music industry, they get high, but it allows them to access a certain portion of their brain that they normally just wouldn't or couldn't tap into to go into that particular zone. But it holds true in the dream world. It's kind of like you go into that zone, you know what I mean?
Right.
But there are certain times dealing with transit as the planets continue to travel that
mm-hmm.
will activate your dream state or any other area in your life.
Oh, okay. So when it comes to astrology, do you have more than just one chart?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can have your birth chart, which is your natal contract to this particular solar system. You can have a progress chart, which deals with how your soul has progressed over time. And majority of times in the progress chart, only like your inner planets, maybe like the Sun, Moon, Mercury, Mars, Venus, have actually progressed, while the other ones, Jupiter and out, they pretty much stay in the same sign. But the houses, which determines the area of your life, those constantly change as well and probably could progress. So it depends what method you use. A lot of people use the 1 day, 4 year progression, which really symbolizes, like, you know, let's just say on your birthday you're having a solar return. And that's all you're saying is the sun is in this spot when I was born, and it just came back. That's just my birthday every year. Well, as you turn 1 year old on your birthday, let's just say your sun was 12 degrees Gemini. Well, if you turn 1 year old on your birthday, the sun will go up 13 degrees, so it'll go up to the next degree. So every year that you progress, the sun will progress 1 year, and the house cusp will progress 1 degree. Thus, ultimately, you will change zodiac signs. You will actually keep the natural energy that you have with your birth chart, but you will progress into a different sign, which kind of makes sense because as we get older and get more mature, we progress in life and we don't necessarily do the things that we used to do when we were children. So there are different charts that you can run, especially when you get into relationships. There's a couple of different charts that you can run dealing with the science of relationships as well.
Mm-hmm. One question I wanted to ask was, in the process of, I've been basically keeping up with this one show called Alien, I forget what the name of the show, it's on the History Channel. It's basically talking about aliens and them coming here in certain periods of time. The question is it a chance that we could actually take stars, trace like astrology and star charts back to those times to actually get some insights that we could have been visited by other beings from the universe because of the way they line up?
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting because I'm reading a book now that you will not find in America called The Message of the Engraved Stones of Inca, dealing with these stones that were found in South America. And it was talking about, and this is crazy because it's dealing with the straight science of pole shifts and understanding latitude and longitude on the Earth and what was taking place at that particular time,
right.
That you definitely had intelligent beings somewhere. I know for a fact that I can go out on a given day, particularly when it's a blue etheric day out there where you can see the ether pretty well, that I can channel or actually get in contact with light crafts to come out, which poses the question. We were talking about that earlier, and I have them on videotape, lots of them. I've been documenting them for a few years now.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, either A, someone can hear me and feel me, so to speak, and or I am causing it to happen, or both. Either way it goes,
right,
there's a phenomenon that takes place. But not to get spooky, we all have to understand, hell, man, like I said, we're on Earth and we're floating in space right now around the sun like the other planets are. And if there is life form here, what makes us think there cannot be life form anywhere else in the vastness of the universe? It's just absurd to think it's not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So to go to the zodiac aspect, if we really understand what the pyramids were about, if we really understood, and I'm not talking about the pyramids in Egypt, I'm talking about pyramids and all across the Earth, South America, the ones that's in North America, and then if you understand the pole or the age that we was in by the zodiac and understand the current pole shift and what was taking place, and then mathematically define where these locations are at, and you would know, based off the so-called history of humanity on the Earth, that some of these things were here for a very, 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 very long time, and it actually could have been superseded by intelligent beings that came from somewhere else. Some legends have it, if you can get into Nuwapian or Dr. Malachi York, that you had intelligent beings coming from Sirius A. You know, the Dogon have a vast knowledge of that from West Africa. They tell you that, you know, the people, you know, their ancestors come from Sirius, which is a central star, you know what I mean? So I'm a firm believer in it because it's energy, and I believe nothing is in existence but energy.
Right. No, I was sitting here going, I'm just saying, with the situation I've seen so many things where I'm just wondering if you could actually trace it down on a scientific level, or I don't know how you consider astrology. I think it's a science in itself. But I was just wondering if there was a possibility of doing that, because I've seen so much. You see a lot of evidence of it in the first place. I mean, when we're talking about those, I think it's down in Peru where they basically have actually leveled the top of a plateau off, and you're trying to figure out where the dirt went, and then to make these runways and all these things that are going on. People, you know, it was the ideal. We can sit there and look at the situation and go, okay, nice runways. But my biggest concern was where did the top of that plateau go? Because if you look around the whole thing, they all have tops to them except for that one. And then we were also going over some other aspects too of dreams, not just being communication from your angels, your guides, your guardian angels, and God, but also other entities from other planets or universes or even dimensions could be also communicating through your dreams as well. So it's just a way of using astrology to actually pinpoint those things. And you can do that, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It definitely can be done. One of the best things to do, I'll send somebody in the chat so they hear the echo.
Right.
But one of the best things to do when you have certain events take place, it's imperative. The journal is so key to understanding a lot of things, because one, you may identify a certain pattern. But to answer your question, yeah, it can be, certain things definitely could be identified by dealing with the actual timing of an event. And what you want to do is you want to take, you know, as an astrologer, we're going to take a snapshot of the heavens and what was going on at that particular time versus what was going on in your chart. And then you kind of, it's like piecing the puzzle pieces back together, which is fairly fun for one, but it's very enlightening thing. There is a, because, you know, there's ways that you can solve crimes with astrology. Easy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, easy. You know what I mean? Like, who actually did it? You know what I mean? Especially when you get, something happened, and especially, like, you know, if it's just like, if you narrow it down, like in the house, if something happened in the house, you know what I mean? Just by understanding what's going on celestially with everybody that's in the household, you can pretty much tell the demeanor and what the outcome is going to be. You know?
Yeah, the other thing I was wanting to bring up, too, when we were talking about astrology, I saw this DVD, I can't remember the guy's name, but he was a very strong Christian, and he was trying to prove that Jesus Christ was actually born at the time that it was supposed to be depicted to everybody else, that was when he was born. It wasn't just something that the pagans or Christians picked out and said, we're going to celebrate on the 25th. He said he felt like there was more behind it. So what he did was, what he was trying to do was, he was noticing the Bible, because I'm talking about, look to the heavens. And he said people are misinterpreting it, thinking it's saying look to heaven, when actually it was basically saying look to the heavens. So he started studying the stars. And what he found was, by putting the stars, and he had a hard time dealing with it, because he was against astrology, because he thought astrology was a bad thing. It was like that, you know, just think that's an evil thing. And he was, so the more he got into it, the more he said he had to change his mind about astrology, because actually astrology proved his point. And he actually proved that Jesus Christ was actually born on the 25th, I guess when, I think it's when Venus and Jupiter cross paths, they come off as a very bright star, where it gives you the illusion here on Earth that it's actually moving, which would give us the star of Bethlehem. And he said, and if you look at the charts about the time, they also tell you that's exactly the event that was going on. And then he said, when you really look at the stars and you interpret them through astrology, it basically says the Virgin, the Virgin, I don't want to put this right, but it's basically saying the mother, the Virgin Mother is going to give birth to a son who will basically save humanity. So he said it was very hard for him, after basically astrology proved his point. He said that it was kind of a crazy thing. But then he said he wanted to prove it even further because of Easter and Jesus and what happened then, that he actually went further ahead and noticed that the stars changed where it says the mother has lost her son.
Mm-hmm.
It just basically tells a story through the stars.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know what your name is, but I'd love to get that DVD and share it with everybody.
Yeah, you know, the Bible is by far one of the best astrology / for lack of a better word, science book there is. When I'm talking about understanding parables, I'm talking about, you know, what if a snake did not talk to a woman? What if a tree did not have knowledge? But what is this symbolic for, is my point. What if this person did not have seven heads? And, you know, it's a lot of great work out there. One's called the Astrological Foundation of the Christ Myth, which is like four book set, and these are very thin book. They're easy to read. But it just goes on the lines and show you the celestial importance of Jesus. Now, this is not to say that this is not a diss on Christianity, but this is to say, like, from this particular source, that, okay, Jesus Christ may not have been a physical being. However, he represents a principle. There's a book called The Metaphysical Bible Dictionary by Charles Fillmore, which gets you to understand, if, let's just say, if Jesus was not a person, what did he represent? Well, he represents a pure state of consciousness, and everybody represents a certain aspect of consciousness.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or a certain part of the body, to get us to understand our divine self or the divinity inside of our own self, so we too can open up that Christ-like consciousness. And then you'll see certain things, like, you know, in the spiritual science, we know is the thing called the pineal gland, and the pineal gets open, where, you know, you will find the word pineal inside of the Old Testament. You know,
right.
So it's no coincidence when you look at Jacob in the Old Testament giving his testimonial or his last words to his 12 sons, those all describe 12 zodiac signs. And then you come into the New Testament, and once again you have these 12 disciples. And when you understand the procession of the equinox, we're going backwards. The universe is traveling backwards. We're dealing with, you know, Aries, the Lamb of God. Then we progress backwards into Pisces, which was the fish, which was, you know, the ancient symbol for Christianity. And then we go into Aquarius, which is the water bearer, who is John the Baptist. And then who the first two people Jesus meets is who? The two brothers who were fishermen, which is Pisces. So it was the Lamb of God going through the procession of the equinox. So this was a stellar story as well. I'm not going to say it wasn't physical, because I wasn't there. I haven't done the research, nor do I do not care to do the physical research, because that's just not my passion. And this is however, these stories do correspond with the astrological and astronomical aspect as well. And to really understand the in-depthness of the Holy Bible, you really have to understand Hebrew, and then you have to go into the Kabbalah.
Okay. No, I understand. I was actually reading something where when they were clearing up the rubble at the when they were redoing the temple, they actually found a zodiac chart on the floor of the temple.
Oh, yeah.
They some things they just don't want to disclose to people, and try to keep that certain mystery going about things, the way they want things to be portrayed to the world. when actually the truth is a whole lot more interesting, I think. Because, I mean, I actually heard a guy who actually did a 10-hour seminar lecture on pointing out astrological things in the Bible. So there must be a lot in there for him to do a 10-hour little lecture of his own here, and it just seemed like he cleared up everything that anybody ever thought about. And it was, you know, putting the heavens and the earth and putting it all in context, and it was just the idea of proving that God did exist, does exist. And it's kind of amazing when you actually really get into the whole thing, how can you actually dispute it? Wouldn't you agree?
Right. Yeah, I would agree.
It's just a crazy thing. I mean, let me ask you one more thing here. Desiree, are you with us? I guess she's talking to someone on the line. She's actually doing a little bit of screening for me on the people coming in. And we're still trying to figure. We're kind of like walking through this, kind of blind a little bit because this is the first time I've ever had a show. So we're trying to figure out and make sure we're doing everything right so we don't cut anybody off or that kind of thing. So just bear with us. Everybody out there, we're talking about dreams. We're also talking about how astrology is a whole lot more important than most people think. They just think it's something you go and read your horoscope or you find out what your sun sign is, but there's a whole lot more to it. It's a whole lot deeper subject.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, Desiree. How are you?
Good. I was trying to figure out there's somebody on caller number 3.
Yes.
I was wondering if they don't have their hand up, does that mean that they want to get through to us, or?
Anybody who pops up on the screen here, like I said before, I guess one of the reasons we was doing the screenings because I've had a couple of people come on who they were on the queue, but they just wanted to listen. They didn't want to ask any questions.
Oh, okay. All right,
so
great.
If they have a couple of questions for us, then if you're on there, we'll put you on.
Okay, great. They're just listening in. Perfect.
Okay.
Well, I was wondering if maybe you could tell us, Ampu, regarding what's going to be happening in January with this 2011. Do you have any forecasts for us?
Yeah, I know one interesting thing in January, if I'm not mistaken, it may be January the 4th, there's going to be that would start this linear year off with the first partial solar eclipse, which will take place in January. The sun will be, I think this one's going to take place in 13 degrees. The moon will be 13 degrees Cancer. Because the sun will be in Capricorn. And let me see. You know, this will be actually in Capricorn. It's going to take place in Capricorn. So, you know, one thing about this particular energy in January the 4th is a partial solar eclipse, the sun and the moon are together. But 13 degrees Capricorn is actually the midhaven of Washington, D.C. When you take the latitude and the longitude aspect of it and do what I call, what's called geodetics, understanding, you know, the grids on the earth. So the midhaven in astrology represents the how people publicly view you, all right? Well, this solar eclipse would represent a renewing of something, all right? So it would be an excellent time. What I'm looking forward to see is what will the government do or what have they done since they know that it's coming to renew their public image at this particular time, since this eclipse falls dead on Washington, D.C. I mean, dead on it to the degree, you know, 100% to the degree. So that's one thing to look forward to. Another thing is, you know, the last day of this month, the 29th, in 2 days, the Mercury retrograde is over, but you always want to give it a few days so it can kind of like adjust itself, which pushes us into January, which will now allow us to start thinking a little bit more clearly And for those of us who have been holding back, because a lot of times some people do not do new things when Mercury's in retrograde. So, you know, mm-hmm. January comes, it's an excellent time for us to start to move forward and work on any new projects if we had anything new to work on. Because the retrograde mm-hmm. obviously is the time where you want to go back and you want to finish things that you started with. So I know that's going forward. And, as, you know, I haven't even took a real in-depth look into January. It's a couple of things that I have on the calendar. I just really got through completing all of the 2011 full moon and new moon and, of course, the solar and the lunar eclipse for 2011 and whatnot. So that's what I've been working on as of lately. But I do know in 2011, the early part in March, you're going to have Uranus is going to go into Aries, which is I've done maybe like three different shows on that topic alone, how that energy can really play itself out. And that's going to be a big one for the world, not just even the astrological community. That's going to be a big one for the world. And, you know, that's the first quarter of the year, Uranus goes into Aries. And to get on the topic, the next month, if I'm not mistaken, in April, you're going to have Neptune goes into Pisces. So that will be an induced state for the dream world. That's where all the dreamers, that's where all the liars, that's where all the charlatans, that's where all the, you know, the psychic attacks will start to take place. And it's already taking place now, for real, for real. But it's really going to make itself much more evident. And Neptune stays in the sign for 14 years. Uranus will be in Aries for 7 years. So we're going to experience an intense, at least an intense 7 years dealing with this particular energy.
Okay. That could be a crazy time then, huh?
Yeah, because, you know, Neptune rules insane asylums and things like that. So, you know,
okay.
We have to be, I'm serious. I've been warning people.
Right.
We have to be extremely careful on who we allow into our sacred space at this particular time, because this is the time that they're going to come. I guarantee it.
Mm-hmm. So it'd be a good time to actually, maybe we should do a show on protection, huh?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
please.
Get that.
Do a few of them, but definitely right before Neptune goes into Pisces. You know?
Right. No, I'm just saying, because I mean, I understand what you're saying. It's a serious thing, because, I mean, psychic attack is a phenomenon that actually some people have it actually going on. Where I've actually heard of a couple of cases where they kind of got, like, I knew one particular guy, I won't mention his name, but he has a tendency, as he was learning how to work with energy, he was actually doing invasions on women and stimulating them in certain ways. I won't say, just use your imagination, but I just consider that, if that was in a physical sense, that would be considered rape. And it's a very serious thing, because it's like invasion and going in people's private energies, you know? Or just
right.
the idea of someone calling into my brain and just the idea of doing that without permission. Because, I mean, even with the situation of doing psychic readings, when you have someone come into your shop who wants to get a reading from you, they're giving you permission to do that. Because they're asking you to, you know, do a reading for me. But in those kind of situations, the guy was just thought it was fun. And I just thought it was just more of a spiritual kind of rape, I think. I don't know how to put it. I don't know what the technical term is, but I mean, he was just using what he knew irresponsibly, and which is anybody he thought he could get in with, he would. And then these girls were walking around going, whoa, that's kind of weird. Why would I be feeling that way? And had no idea what was even going on. I don't know what you'd do with a situation like that, but I think it'd be
that's
one of those
scary.
Things. Yeah, it's like teaching somebody when you feel something that you don't really know what's going on. From what I understand, you can actually trace that energy source back to the source and find out what's really going on. If you knew, you know, if you were really versed in what was going on. But I think he was using it on people he just came acquaintance with to using that superior complex. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you explained it wonderfully. It is a rape.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's my classification, because, like I said, if it was down to physicals, sense of someone invading you, something like that, it would be considered rape. So I don't see the difference between physical and the non-physical. So we were sitting here talking about dreams, and basically the reason I started wanted to do this show was just the idea of showing people that there's a lot of things that happen in our dream state. And if you sit here and look at the Bible in one context, there's a lot of messages that come through dreams. Joseph got his through a dream about, I think, if I'm not mistaken, don't quote me on this, but I feel like he did get a message from the angels about Jesus coming and did his, I guess, I'm not really sure about the whole idea about the situation, but if it was his girlfriend, I don't think they were married at the time, if I'm not mistaken. But it was a dream where he got the message that this was going to happen. So when we put it all together, you know, the idea of astrology and then Joseph getting his dream, and then you have the wise men who are actually following the star to where Jesus was. So if they all intersect with each other. I thought it was amazing how that all happened. So, and I've gotten a lot of messages through dreams too, and I know I understand that dreams can be kind of confusing and can throw you off sometimes because you don't know really what's going on. And I think it was almost one of those ways of educating people and saying, okay, this is what's going on. If you're a person, it's like when you're in a dream. From my own experiences, if you're in the dream and you're seeing things through your eyes, then it's basically about you. If you're an observer and you're watching yourself or any certain things going on, then it's more of a metaphorical ways of interpreting dreams and certain things. But I also know for a fact from my experiences that most of the time when you're dreaming about something, you're looking for the answer, it usually has to do with what's going on in your life at that time. Have you had any experiences with dreams yourself, or?
Well, what was the last part?
Have you had any kind of experiences with dreams yourself, where it's like, for example, I had a dream of an ex-girlfriend, and it was playing itself out, and it was just kind of funny how it happened. Where while we're on a cliff, she starts acting goofy, and she falls off the cliff into the water, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying, all of a sudden, the cliff goes from being like 50 feet up to almost like 1,000 feet up. And I'm like, okay, she falls into the water. I'm about ready to jump, and all of a sudden this all changes. And then I'm pretty sure we've all had dreams like this. All of a sudden, these stairs come out of nowhere. And I'm running down the stairs. I get down to the bottom of the stairs, and there's this sliding glass door. She's on the other side, drowning in water, and I just kind of bang and bang and bang on this glass, okay? Well, for some reason, I didn't take the notion to open the door. I just wanted to smash the glass. So all of a sudden, I'm like, okay, I'm frantic. So then I run back up the stairs. I get back to the top of the cliff. I notice the cliff is not as high as it was before. So I just kind of jump into the water because she's drowning. I hit the water. As I hit the water, I realize the water is only knee deep. I reach down and grab her and pull her out. And then she looks at me and slaps him on the chest, and she said, "What took you so long?" And I was like, "What the heck does that mean?" Have you ever had a dream where you were just running, you know, just freaking you out? And then later on you started thinking about it. It was like, oh, shoot, I got it. The window is basically saying I can see the problem, and I don't sit here and look at things like I should, and it's so transparent that I should have seen the answer, where I could have just opened the door and gotten her out. Or, you know, just it's kind of funny how certain things just pop in your head after the fact. And they all have the tendency to intersect with what's going on in your life at the time. So I would just hear, if you would sit there and go, okay, say for example you had a dream like that, is there any way you could go into your chart and figure out maybe who it was you were having this dream about and basically what it was telling you?
For me, again, what I would do, I'm looking at the... It's important to get that, like if you can get that time. For me, when I have dreams and I wake up, if I ain't dream about a number, I want to look at the time. There is a system that I use with God, when the Kabbalistic cycle, which can be angelic based, dealing with certain angels, dealing with certain so-called demons who are really just neutral entities. That has certain powers or rule over certain portions of the zodiac, and just to give biblical, names/characters with the, you know, dealing with numbers. So when you look at mm-hmm. a number, you can go look up that number, and that number will actually equal the name of something that has its origin inside of the biblical folklore. So you can get your African that way. So the African still at the time, you're going to convert what's called a transit chart at that particular time, and you want to see what angles the planets are currently making against your natal chart and or that progress chart that I talked about, and see what the common denominator is. So it absolutely can be done. But to answer your first question, I haven't had any dreams that are like far out like that. Majority of the time, based off my 12th house's rules, sure. which is communication, and the 12th house is the most spiritual house, but it also represents secret enemies. But since Mercury rules communication, mm-hmm. my dreams always come to me when they're very, very vivid. I have a tendency of communication. The gods communicate to me through the messenger of Mercury when my secret enemies, the so-called secret enemies, is going to make a move. And I get it early that morning. Usually when Sirius is up, I usually get it that morning in the communication to come through. And later that day, what will happen is some form of incident or some talk will manifest itself. You feel what I'm saying? But that's for me, you know what I mean? But mm-hmm. again, it can be defined because you want to look at the time of events. And most importantly, majority of that stuff really be dealing with the science of the moon. Where mm-hmm. the moon is located at that particular time. So, yeah, but it can be described. Absolutely.
Okay. If I'm not mistaken, you can't stay with us the whole time that we're on the air, right?
Yeah, I can. 6:45. I can roll with you to like 7:30. I got you.
Okay. No, I was just saying, because I didn't want to, you know, if you had something pressing to go, that's fine. We understand.
You know, what's your co-host name again? I didn't catch your name.
Oh, I call her...
Adored Angel.
Adored Angel, but I call her Desiree.
Yeah, I would love for you to give me a reading so we can kind of open up the lines and people call in.
I'd love to do that.
I want to see what's going on in the love life. Yeah.
Take
you
away.
You want to know what's going on in your love life, huh?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's see here. Really concentrate on.
Hey Desiree, why don't you do us a favor? And he was reading those little statements you were reading to me before we came on the show. I think it'd be interesting to some of our callers out there, or our listeners. Let's say what they listen.
Oh yeah.
If you could share that with them, it'd be great. I appreciate it.
Sure, I'd love to do that. Really interesting to begin with is that before the show started, I ended up basically I have a little gift box of they're kind of like biblical verses, and so I also have a book called Daily Guidance for Angels, and the thought for today is I am unlimited in all ways. I shed my beliefs in restrictions, knowing that everything is possible. And so sure enough, I pulled my biblical card, and it had the same saying about everything is possible through God. So, you know, I'm getting my confirmation right here. It's in Luke chapter 1, verse 37 is, "For God, nothing shall be impossible." And on the back of it says, "Lord, help us to speak to others in a way that will help them see you." So I just thought I'd share that with your callers today, knowing that anything is possible. All you do is need faith and trust and belief in a higher source, no matter who you decide to believe in.
All right.
So let me work on the love life here.
While you're sitting here going over and shuffling and doing your card thing, I'm going to sit here and tell everybody. Yeah, we're still here. We're going to be on for the next 2 hours, so you got plenty of time. So everybody get ready to call in and give us your thoughts on the whole thing, or if you want to ask a couple questions to me, Desiree, or our guest. And how do you pronounce your name? I'm sorry.
Two ways. Some people say Ampu, some people say An. So it depends with Ampu or Ampu. It just really depends on where you're located at.
Okay, because I was going to say Ampu. But you can come and ask us questions. We do answer your psychic questions as well, so give us a call. The number here is 646-721-9031. And if you want to get a hold of Desiree, I guess your number is 818-200-7431.
That's correct. Uh-huh.
Okay, if you want to get a hold of me, my number is for private reading. It's 937-838-6337. I got some great specials going on for the next 2 months. If you call me through the show, you get a great rate for $10 for an hour and $5 for a half hour. I don't think you're going to find those anywhere else. And actually, everything that I do, everything in my all the things that I do, is included in that hour or half hour, whatever you want to do. So if you want to call us up, I really recommend the past life. Get you some insights on the past life to go into this next year. Because this next year, I feel like it's going to be really powerful for a lot of people. And that's in a good way. So give us a call. And I'm not sure about you, Desiree. You got any specials going on?
Oh, my specials are that basically, for I would say 25 minutes to 30 minutes, it's $15 if you are one of the callers, say, that is calling in.
Okay.
Okay. Now, let's get back to Ampu here. You know, it's interesting because I kept on taking the deck and just unfolding it and unfolding it and unfolding it. And every time I unfold it with both of my hands, I come up with new love. So you definitely have someone coming in. And I know you've been asking for this. You have the healing card coming through. You have forgiveness coming through. So basically, before this person's going to arrive, I don't know if you've been doing your, we can talk about your journaling and about your dreams about this person, if you are writing it down and clarifying the description of what your mirror partner is to be coming through. I don't know if you've done that. Have you?
I haven't journaled it down, but I definitely have it mentally logged. Definitely.
Okay.
That's
good. Well, that is wonderful to have mentally logged. And the way I'm trying to say to you is if you can get a little journal going for yourself on writing down to the T who this exact person is, the physical description, spiritual description, mental description, emotional description, and put it, like, almost compartmentalize it for yourself, because when you do that, it's going to manifest a lot quicker for you. And I brought up the healing card because there's been a lot of healing that needs to be worked on. I don't know if you've been doing that, because before you can actually bring someone into your, I would say, your realm, you need to do what's called, it's almost like you've had a broken heart, and you feel like, I feel that you're just, you're still meaning that the pain's still there. I can still feel your pain. So work on, I would say massage your heart chakra with your hand. Take your right hand and just massage it. Maybe take some crystals. But I think that's going to really help you and close that up, because I just feel like it's open. It's kind of been just, you just need to massage it. And also there's been what's called, I brought up forgiveness too. Please forgive the other person and yourself for what has happened between the two of you, because this way you'll be able to move on.
And who is it? And forgive who?
Forgiveness with whoever your partner was in beforehand, and yourself. You need to forgive yourself. I mean, often ones don't want to do that. We don't want to forgive ourselves, you know. And we need to do that. no matter if you have hurt someone or someone has hurt you. We need to forgive. It's kind of like you need to make a clean slate on yourself, you know, get the chalkboard out and get an eraser and just state to yourself, you know what, I'm going to erase all my hurts, all my pain, and forgive, and then basically, you know, we're talking about dream of this person that you really want to come into your life, because new love is coming, definitely. I've got two angels here with two arrows, and, you know, I see that coming soon for you. Is there any, and I bring up soulmate, because see, you've been wanting that soulmate so much. I brought up that card also. You want someone that mirrors you. So, you know, really write it down. Who is it that, who's that soulmate that you really want to mirror to be, that you're looking at in the mirror, that's you. You know, because we draw in what is going on with us right now. It'd be like, if I'm in pain, I'm going to draw somebody in that's in pain too. It's a given, always. You know, you attract it. So we need to get our high energy to elevate. You know, we got to massage that heart chakra so you're going to warm it up. You know, get those rose quartz crystals out there and start working with them. You know, just, you know, what I have found, I had a really just eye-opener where you know, you can clear them, but how you're clearing your rose quartz is basically, you know, holding them in your hand and talking to them, just like you're talking to me, and get a relationship with the energy and surround yourself with love. I really want you to start believing in love. It's so important to do that, and believing in giving and receiving, because sometimes what happens so much is that you feel, you know, maybe you're the giving partner, or maybe you're not even the receiving partner. So maybe you need to be receiving, and maybe you need to work on, I always say, put your receiving and your giving on a piece of paper. What are you putting to the table? What are you putting out there? Because it's always going to be a two-way street. So, you know, be open to love and accept and give it.
Absolutely.
I don't know if that helps you.
No, that helped. That was really 100% accurate. Really. Yeah, that was very, 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 very true. All of the above. Absolutely.
And I really think that, you know, when anybody says love, you know, when's that new love coming through? How much love are you giving yourself right now? You know, I mean, I really address that factor. How much caring are you giving of yourself? Because you're going to attract that. How much, you know, 100% are you putting in there? if that makes any sense, because I just I just know that you know, you could put a half a cup of salt in there, or you know, put a half a cup of sugar.
Desiree, let me ask you a question. Somebody was asking a question about how to I'm not sure how it was. I think it was Diva something. Is there any way you can
Diana?
I think so. If she wants to ask the question on the air, or she just wants us to answer it. And then get that question, because I didn't catch it quite all the way.
Okay, I got it, Diva. She's saying, could I ask the co-host how one goes about finding out the time of one's birth if the parents aren't around and can't remember the time? Now, this is something for Anpu, because when you're doing astrology here, you know, and it's not on the birth certificate, then there's a time that you'd have to that they work with. Isn't there one exact time? This is a question for him.
Okay.
For our astrologer.
Apu, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I had to put the phone on me. My brother was using the blender.
Okay.
So they couldn't. They didn't have the. They didn't have the birth time.
Right, and their
parents
do.
All right. Well, this is where you have to be very, very skilled in the craft of astrology. What I am looking for, I'm looking for an event now. Well, if I don't know you, I'm looking for certain characteristics, like, what do you do for a living? I'm looking just for certain characteristics that make sense, because it's really a puzzle. You know, if your son is in, see, the time determines the house. The house in astrology determines what area of your life is going to be affected, right? So without that time, we don't have no houses. So with any time, we're going to give a certain house. Where if you're a person that's private and you don't do too much traveling and everything, and I got you as a ninth house son, I know the ninth house son wants you to be more or less of a long distance traveler. You may travel out the country, you know, and you may pursue spiritual pursuit out of town. You know what I mean? Or literally outside of the country, or higher education. My point being, you have to know the characteristics of a person is one. The second thing is, I'm waiting for an event to happen. A headache, an accident. I hate to be harsh, you know, but I'm waiting for some major event to kind of happen. You know, because that will set it off. And oftentimes, when you do not know somebody's birth time, an excellent indicator would be Mars, because Mars is on time every time. You know, and one thing to look for is look for a headache. When you don't know a person's birth time, look for that they got to be patient with it. But wait till this person can get an extreme headache. Because oftentimes when Mars comes in squares or opposes the person's rising sign, which that's determined by the time you're born, and Mars moves the head because it moves Aries, and the rising sign is the first house, which is the area of the head, then that's likely to transpire. But look for a certain type of event and then learn the characteristics of a person. Now, there's some techniques in even house astrology that will... you can go back and rectify a chart, whereas if something had happened in the past, you can tell the astrologer, hey, this had happened in the past, and then they can adjust the chart to that particular time and get your rising sign that way. So there's several little techniques to use, but this is when you definitely have to be a little skilled in the craft to be able to pull it. So it's not an impossibility because you do not have the birth time.
Okay. Well, that's encouraging to some people out there. If they can just get some knowledge about astrology itself, they can find out that themselves. Or I guess you could also go to someone and give them information to find out for you. It was somebody who was very versed in astrology too, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, let's take some calls. Let's go ahead and take some calls. Let me sit down. Here we go. Eric. Okay. I love technology. Not really. 267. 267. Area code. You're on the air. How are you?
Hello.
What's your name? Yeah.
Hi,
how are you?
Peace and blessings.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Okay, my name is Atiyah, and I'm calling from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Philadelphia. Yes, I think you guys.
Okay. I'm sorry, my daughter's in the background right now. You might hear her right now.
I just want to make sure you say hi to everybody. Bumpu.
Hi.
And, Desiree. Oh. Say hi to everybody.
Okay. I wanted to ask about all three of you, really, about what would be considered as quote unquote ascension symptoms and if there's really any validity. Because ever since I've been meditating for about the past month and a half or so, I've been experiencing pretty much a lot of different symptoms, pain in my neck, back, and shoulders, and feeling a tingling in my crown chakra, flu-like symptoms, just experiencing a lot of different things, vibrations, different emotions, kind of like clouded focus. And I was just wondering, you know, what would you guys think about that?
Okay. Who wants to go first?
I actually missed the first part of it. I couldn't make it out.
Yeah.
I wanted to know about what would be called ascension symptoms, as it's called. And ascension symptoms.
Ascension systems.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
I basically have been having a lot of different, I don't know, weird symptoms since I have been meditating, going deep into meditation the past month and a half, and I started out at, I guess, as I began to raise into the crown chakra, I started to experience a tingling in my forehead, pain in neck, back, and shoulders, even had flu-like symptoms. And different emotions just coming in and out, and just kind of clouded focus and stuff like that. And I had read where that was part of the what is called ascension symptoms. And I just wanted to know what you guys thought about that.
Well, let me say, I haven't heard of that far as ascension system, but what it sounds like to me. What it sounds like to me is something's not grounded.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not grounded, and I don't know if it can be the posture that you may be in, or I don't know when you're going up there, if you're leaving certain, because you're opening up energy centers to yourself. But when you do that, you know, for lack of a better word, I mean, it's some energy out there that could come to you that's kind of negative as you're opening up. So I don't know if it could be a posture or the way you ground it, or if you are purifying the space that you're in before you're doing certain things. Like, it's
a
must. When I'm on the radio.
I always purify. Always.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
But see, there's another thing, too, whereas that energy could just really be trapped. Because sometimes, even when you're doing the simple smudging, sometimes it's best, you know, oftentimes it's best to open up the windows to allow those ions to get up out of there. You know what I mean? And allow that energy to become trapped. And then sometimes it's a method that's used if you can put a pyramid in the corners of the room to change the ionic sphere at a particular room, because static energy gets caught up in there in those corners like that. You see what I'm saying? So it's a lot of different techniques as far as baths to cleanse your aura field, or if you have you may need certain amulets on, or the history of the particular location that you're doing this in itself. I can't say, you know what I mean, but it becomes a list of a whole lot of things, as far as, like I said, anywhere from, you know, cleaning the room, opening up the window, to your actual posture that you're in yourself. You know, so I would definitely study different methods of protection, because every time you're trying to ascend, it's something that's coming down that's pulling you, you know, that's kind of making you ill, you know.
Definitely, because I had talked to, I guess, one psychic, and somebody had told me that I had a spiritual attachment, and then somebody had told me that I had a curse that it came in from my family. My bloodline, and that it was something there from that. So,
can I interject? I really think that from what I'm hearing from your voice, okay, it seems to be that you're getting a lot of outside information coming in and asking from so many people how to help yourself. And the only way that I can say to help yourself is that you need to get some time to be by yourself. You need to have some time, and you need to center yourself, focus yourself away from. It seems there's a lot of people around you, and you're taking in all of their energy. and you don't know how to basically, it's kind of like put your hand out and stop it from, it seems like you're just taking it in. And from my point of view is as a calming voice to you is to just stop and listen to what your body is trying to tell you. Because as I was shuffling the cards, I come up with body care. So your body
okay.
is trying. Your body's trying to tell you. Is talking to you. And often what happens is that when we don't want to, the word I'm trying to say is, you have so much happening to you. So much is coming at you. You don't. Your body is the first thing to wave at you and make the signal to tell you. Guess what? You need to pay attention. And the way the body will react is by doing that. And you're stating that you have these physical symptoms that are all around you. Well, you know what? Focus on each one of them. And ask your body, kind of like talking to me, talk to your shoulder, talk to your eye.
Mm-hmm.
Ask them, what is it that you want me to know? How am I feeling? You know, I mean, it's like your eyesight. You're having a cloudiness. Cloudiness means that you don't want to address something. Your emotions come through the physical. It's all and think of everything as energy. Almost think of yourself as a ball of energy here in the physical body, and try to understand what's happening with my energy. Where's it going, and how am I feeding it, and how am I not?
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Does that help you a little bit?
Yes, it did.
Let me bring in one more thing, too, because we're talking about grounding, and you should definitely work on your root chakra, too, as well. But I also get the impression that some people are not aware of this, but there's also a chakra beneath your feet. And this is
okay.
Also, it aids in the idea of grounding yourself. They kind of work together with the root chakra as the idea of bringing that energy in to balance you. You know, and as you all were sitting there talking, I kept on seeing that chakra underneath your feet needing attention. So it's definitely a good place to start, because I saw it very clearly. With everything else that was said, I would definitely listen to what they've said too and put it all together, and then definitely focus on that grounding and focus on that one chakra. But actually do an intense chakra clearing, of clearing your chakras and balancing them out, but also try to learn how to open them and shut them. And like when you're in certain situations, you know, try to notice yourself. Sometimes your chakras might be open too much, or you're taking too much in. And I can definitely see that around the heart chakra and the sacral chakra, because I can see also dark masses on your back where it's just balancing those two out as well. So I would definitely, if I was you, I would do a nice chakra clearing and balancing, but also have a grounding meditation during the same time. Is there anything else you want to ask us before you go? Are you there? She's not there. So, I hope she got that all in there. She's not there. Okay, let's go on to the next one. And 561 area code, you're in here. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Okay. What's your name?
Stacy?
Would you like to ask our guests a couple questions, or?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, how about this? Did she pick up anything, or?
No, that's right. You pick anything up, or?
Well, I'm picking up that. you're a little bit of, you're a little hesitant on what you'd like to find out.
There's so much going on.
I know that.
Go ahead and ask that question about that relationship.
How do you know it?
I just feel the relationship.
You know what?
Okay.
You know that's so funny. I was on hold waiting on you to get through, and the phone beeped, and it was the person that I broke up with, and it's. I remember talking to you a while back, and you said, oh, you're going to get that call. And boy, did he call. All of a sudden, going to lunch, when I was available and was dating him, I never got to go to lunch. Why lunch now?
Go ahead, yeah.
That's,
shocker.
That's something I don't want to go back to or entertain, so.
Well, you already know the answer then.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the relationship seems like it's something you've been procrastinating on doing and basically almost ending because you're tired of the games and you're tired of playing.
Right.
So it's one of those things of sitting there going, I'm tired, and being honest with yourself, because I feel like in some ways he's told you that you're being disrespectful to him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's true. In a sense, he's telling you the truth because he's reflecting back how you're being disrespectful to yourself by listening to this.
Exactly. I lost myself in the whole process. And it wasn't good.
Those are always a sign. If you lose yourself, you've given too much trying to get a response back from him or trying to get something. You just feel like you kind of deserve to get something back because of what you've been giving. But what happened here in this situation is it's the ideal. That was the sign. You're not getting it back. So he's not strong enough for who you are. So you've got to go back to who you was in the first place. And I would take at least 4 months for that before you even think about getting into another relationship. And definitely sever the ties with this. I mean, I would definitely invoke Archangel Michael to come in and cut the cords of the attachment on this one and get rid of that anchor that's basically anchoring you in the past when you – some of the things that you – have gone through with him. It seems like it's keeping you in the past as well. I can see the anchor and the chain to your back. Go ahead, Desiree.
Well, you know what? I'm picking up what's called serenity. And serenity means peace. So, you know, you need the peace is what's happening here. Because there's been just so much unrest going on. You're just saying so much about so much happening. So we need to just address this. Go back within yourself and find out who you are.
Yeah.
And address you, because you're the one that's important here. That's why you're calling. You know, we can't say to you yes or no. Go back or go forward. Yeah, you need to do this yourself.
I know, because between last year and this year, I've given so much of myself to everybody, and in the process, I've neglected myself totally, you know? And then at the end of the day, there's nobody there.
That's right, but the end of the day is that what you're saying, there's nobody there, but who's there is you.
Yeah.
You're the one that's there at the end of the day. What happens is when you give out to so many people, you lose who you are and what you're about, so that you're saying, okay, well, where's that person that's supposed to help me because I help so many?
Mm-hmm. Well, they're there.
Your strength lies within you. You need to find your strength back.
Yeah.
And if it means cutting the cords with, you know, with the people that you've been with or the ones that you've loved, you know, they're the ones, they're zapping you. They're gonna take your strength from you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying, the thing I got the most, too, is your angels are waving to you, too, and they're saying, hey, we're here. Just ask, you know, we've been supporting you the whole time. It's just the ideal, the answers and the questions you've been asking have been coming through. It's just the ideal listening to them. So
I have the blessing card coming up, and that means that they've always been there to support you, and you've been asking for extra help, and you need to listen to them.
Ampu, oh, wow. I'm sorry, Ampu. I'm sorry. Did you?
Yeah, no, I'm because I, you know, my whole thing is birthday orientated. But I will say the time frame that you gave, at least 4 months, I was like, why did he choose that time? That is excellent advice because, see, timing is everything. And on an astral thing, everything is based off the time. But the four-month energy is what is called a trine, which is an excellent opportunity in astrology. That's what that means. So I would definitely concur with both of you, and especially on a time frame that was given. That was excellent. That was astrologically on point.
Thank you. That was my guidance kicking in, going, hey, this is what you got to do. And I think in a lot of things that she's telling us, too, that she's already made her decision. She just needs to do the physical action and follow through. And I just don't – and this guy you're talking about, he's not good for you because it's something you know. It's something you felt when you first met.
Yes, that is true. It's like you know it, and no matter what the forces are telling you, you try to fight against it. And like, oh, I see what I can do.
Right. Yeah, it's easy to get caught up sometimes and stay longer than you should, but – like I was telling everybody, like I was telling myself and so some friends, we were sitting, and actually we had a show where we were sitting talking about once you get the answer and you know right then and there, it's done.
Mm-hmm.
You got the answer, so you got to make your decision and follow through there. And anything that happens afterwards is just, you know, just basically attracting what's going on, which is usually, you know, the things happening to you. Even accidents and that kind of stuff. And once you put yourself and make the decisions you knew you had to make in the first place, it seems like everything clears itself up.
Yeah,
things get
cleared
out. So I'm just saying, does anybody else want to add anything else? And do you want to ask this anymore? Because I feel like the relationship is important. And the reason it's at the forefront here is because it seems like it reflects on everything else in your life. And once your relationships are good, everything else seems to fall into place.
Exactly.
And I also pulled up the Truth and Integrity card for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, you know, face your truth within yourself. And, you know, look at your respect, your self-respect, you know, who you're about, your integrity towards yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And love yourself. Love who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Look in the mirror. You will get off the phone and look in the mirror and tell yourself you love you.
I'm looking in there right now.
Okay.
You get
because we just often forget to do that. We need others to tell you those words. Tell them to yourself.
That's true.
Yeah, it's like let go of the guilt. Okay, you didn't make you didn't follow through with it, and just kind of look at like when you're looking in the mirror, just tell yourself, hey, it's like this. We all make mistakes. I made a mistake. Now I know what to do. And there's no sense of looking at myself or even being hard on myself. Now I know what to do. So
yeah, I just said to myself, I didn't do anything wrong. I was true to, you know, I was just being me. I'm not the one who needs to be guilty of anything.
Exactly. But you definitely need to, like you said before, you know, I don't think it would be taking that long for you to find yourself because you know who you are. It was just the idea of this situation that you were in. It kind of took on an energy of itself.
Yeah, the thing that got me, though, is like I always considered myself being so strong and then to lose myself and just like, what happened here, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I understand. I've done it like 3 times myself. it's the whole thing, and then all of a sudden you start questioning. And the reason you're questioning because you've lost track of who you was. You just keep giving and giving and thinking that if you keep giving, you're finally going to get something back because you've always been taught that you love, and when you love people unconditionally, it comes back. Well, some people do that. And that doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you. And
but he was a mastermind of what he did, though. Total mastermind.
Mm-hmm. So, like I said, first thing you should do is, you know, if you get off the phone, you should be talking to yourself in the mirror and re-examining who you was. Go back to that point before you met him and say, okay, that's who I was, and start being that person again.
Okay.
Okay.
And take four, I mean, seriously, take 4 months to yourself. I mean, just enjoy life. There's no rush. Sometimes we have a tendency to go.
It's been about 14, September, October, November, December. We got 3 months.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, after 3 months, I don't see why he's trying to worm his way back.
Oh. Well, because he knows your mojo. He knows
that's
how you do.
Right.
Okay.
It ain't kicking that way anymore.
Okay.
It's about
well,
10 ticks.
It's vulnerability. He knows your weaknesses. So if you go back to who he was, he can't use those weaknesses against you because they won't exist anymore. They exist.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the weaknesses that you feel like you have were acquired by being in this relationship. So if you go back to who you was,
that's true. Mm-hmm. You hit it on the head. That is true.
So it's like, but one thing you shouldn't do either is. The law of attraction tells us whatever you focus on, you get. So you don't want to you don't want to think about him coming back. You want to focus on what you want to accomplish. Because what you're going to do, I've seen this before, when people keep coming back and people say, well, he keeps coming back and he keeps crossing paths, so I guess we're meant to be together. I said, no, he's just reminding you what you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
So take it for what it is and go back to that little list you had of the person you wanted to be with and also go back to who you was. But in the sense of going back to you, I mean, It's an evolving, growing period. So what I mean by going back to who you were, it's more on the basis of your strengths, what you felt was something that you should hang on to, because it seems like you gave up those strengths in order to deal with a weak man. So you brought yourself to the level. So we're saying go back up where you was and be that really strong. It's just, I don't know how to put it. It's just be a very strong willed. You have your opinions. You know, not. I don't want to feel sorry for my decisions and what I do and how I act. And you seem to do that a lot with him when he was the problem.
I know.
Excuse me. So it's time to do the work and follow through with what you need to know. What you know you need to do. Anybody else?
Oh no, surely.
Okay, no. I'm sorry, guys. Anybody else want to say anything to that? I think she's getting a lot of advice here, and I feel like she takes it all and puts it all together. I think she's going to really have a good plan for this year.
Absolutely. Just be strong.
Mm-hmm.
All righty?
All right.
Okay, well, thank you for the call. You know? You should also think about getting you one of those past life regressions as well. It's basically what you do is you focus on certain things that you do or maybe some insecurities or something like that you have, and we can actually take you back to that lifetime, and you can figure out why you have it and even help you. And I don't just take people back and say, okay, that you got a problem. No, we actually take it one step further, and we help you to release it and even kind of put some healing in the process too.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, and I've been telling everybody.
This way you won't duplicate it. You won't duplicate what you don't need to be doing again.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Once you have that realization.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah. So give us a call, and we'd be glad to work with you. Like I said, I was doing these $10 for an hour and $5 for a half hour. We can do that past life regression for you. That's good until the end of January. And we might actually extend it through February. So I'm just saying, but it's one of those things of getting as much information and getting the tools to deal with this next year coming up, because it's going to be really good. So give us a call.
Can I ask one more thing? One question?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
I had gotten a call pertaining to a job,
mm-hmm.
and she said that she'd give me a call back. Do you see me getting a job soon, or what?
Did she call you back?
No, that was Christmas Day.
Okay, but did she say she was going to call you back?
She said she didn't. She wasn't definite on what day. Or she said she'll give me a call in the week.
Okay, if you really, really love what you went out for this particular job, then I'd suggest you call her back if you're interested, because if an employer really knows that you're interested in wanting to work with them, you need to follow up. Now, if you don't really care for this job, then it's not really what you're supposed to be doing. I always say, you know, do the work that you love to do. What makes your heart sing? Does your heart sing when you sing out
about
the job?
I don't know what it is, but it seems like it's coming up quick because I keep getting, when we're sitting here focusing on this thing, I know I was, and I'm getting, she could have a job as soon as the 1st of January. So I just keep doing that over and over again. So I would definitely put some focus on what you want to do. But if you're a person that's just, you're focusing on just having a job.
No. I know exactly what I want to do, but it's kind of slow.
I'm just saying. Also, don't feed into the world. Okay? We don't really care what the world is, slow, fast, or whatever. All we want to focus on is how we want that to perceive that world. And the more you focus on your vision of how the world is going to be, more likely that's the way it's going to be. Because I keep seeing you in a job by the 1st of January.
And I pulled the intention card out for you. So that means that you're definitely put your focus on what it is that you want to do.
I have a long list.
Do some meditations in the morning. But you know, it's the idea of focusing on about 10 or 15 minutes. And if you can do 30 minutes, great. If you can do even more than that, but just get that vision.
I do those affirmations about the job and how much money I'm going
to
make.
I want you to
do.
I want her to do a movie. I want you to sit there and visualize it till you can actually see yourself intersecting with people, hugging and kissing, or whatever it is. You know, just seeing yourself enjoying that part of your life and just really putting. When I say detail, I mean detail. We're talking color, feel. Even with the idea, if it's an outside job, feeling the air go through, you know, blow through your hair, the whole thing.
It's funny you should say that, because I have this visual of this job that I have. I see the people. I see myself. I can describe the house. I know it's by water. But I don't know. It's like I can describe everything to you, but I don't know the area or nothing. I just know I can describe the house, the furniture. Because these images come in my I see these images.
Right.
Okay.
And it's so funny, but I don't know.
Don't put the butt in there. You're putting a butt in there.
Yeah, get the butt.
Yeah,
nope.
See?
Can do.
You got to visualize that you put it out that you're already there. You've already done it. You're talking to us right now saying, I'm this right now. This is my position.
Yeah. When people ask you what you do for a living.
Yes.
When people ask you what you do for a living and what kind of career or whatever you have, exactly what you've been visualizing, you tell them exactly that's what you do. Because that's exactly what's going to happen. I've done it a couple of times myself where I was working for a carnival and I wanted to make $400 a week. Every time someone would ask me, how much you make a week? I said $400. And about 2 weeks later, I ran to my boss. It was the right timing and stuff. I talked to him about it and walked away with $400 a week.
Yeah.
So, it's, you know, something to sneeze at. I mean, I've seen so many things happen in my own life. That's why I always suggest everybody else to do these things, because I've seen myself personally these outcomes, and they're always great. And the idea of money and all these other things, when you're starting to visualize and you start manifesting, actually focusing on money as a reason why you can't have it is putting a limitation on you, and you don't want to do that. The sky's the limit, and I even look at the sky, because the sky is not the limit, because the sky is just, once you get past the sky, it's a space, it's void, so it goes on forever, so there is no limitations. The sky is not the limit, it goes on forever, it's infinite. So when you start thinking in those ways, I mean, it's like the genie. You know, you've heard the genie, right? The genie always says, your wish is my command. Well, if you actually trace that story back, there was no limitations to the wishes. And that's you. So once you get the job you want, you just take it one step further, and then another step further, and you're going to start noticing that your life's going to change so drastically, you're not going to even recognize the whole thing. And the people that you used to be interested in, you're not even going to give another thing, because you're going to be focusing on yourself as a person who deserves the best in life.
The best.
So therefore, you will attract the best mate as well.
Okay.
Apu, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm with you.
Okay. No, I was just noticing it. It was 7:30, so I didn't want to keep you if you had some pressing business to do.
Yeah, I gotta get out of here at 7:30. But yeah, I definitely appreciate it, man, and I definitely look forward to networking with you. And let me ask you something real fast: the past life regression thing, is that something that you can do over the telephone?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right.
When we do past life regressions, it's two ways of doing it. You can do it, or I can actually talk you through it, or I can actually do it for you. So it's up to you, whatever you want to do.
Okay.
Whatever's comfortable for you. But I've been able to pick up past lives so quickly with people, and it's just I've actually got some people that are kind of mad at me because they have to do meditations to do theirs, but I just pick them up really quickly. Yeah, so I pick them up really quickly, like watching a. It's like if you ever seen Spider-Man. Have you ever watched Spider-Man, the movie, mm-hmm. when they have that little Marvel thing at the beginning where the pages are flashing? Sometimes that's what I see when I do past lives for some people. Yeah. Just give me. Anything else? Go ahead, David.
Well, you know what? You're leaving us, and I just wanted to say that I opened up my cards again for you, and I saw new love, and I saw dreams next to it. So you got the dream card, and you've got new love.
Oh, for me? Really?
Yeah, I did. Okay, so it's coming in. Cause
it's going to be great.
And it's through your dreams, okay, sweetie?
Okay.
I will do, and thank you both. And I'll be getting with you soon if I can join me. I'll get with you real soon.
Yeah, I'd love to have you back on the show, man.
Absolutely. And we do a change, and I can bring you on my show as well on one of the Fridays. So I'll be talking to you soon.
Sounds good. Yeah, sounds great.
All right, thank you both. All right,
okay,
bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Great night. Stacey, are you still there?
Oh, yeah.
All I want you to do is I just want you now to just take the, you know, you seem like you were calling us for a reason. I think you've got what you need to do, and you just need to go out and do that. But like I was going to say before, mm-hmm. if you want to call me, the number is 937-838-6337, and I really recommend that past life because it's really going to get rid of those anchors that you have to the past. And it seems like it's just not this past. You have at least three past lives that you're still anchored to. And this would probably, you would probably feel the momentum in your life if you got rid of those. But it's going to take at least an hour session on those things. We can get it done in a half hour, whatever's comfortable for you. But I recommend you do that as soon as possible because as we go into the new year, I've actually been telling a lot of people when we get to that point where it is new year, cut loose everything from that point on in favor of what's going to happen, which is very good and positive. You have someone coming in your life around, I keep getting June, okay? So I just want you to do the work, get all that stuff, so you're actually ready for that relationship, so you can actually put yourself into it, commit to yourself to it, and just enjoy it for a change, okay?
Okay.
Anything you want to add to that, Desiree?
I just think that what you've told her is completely correct, because when you do know about your past lives, it really does make a difference. And I wouldn't be here today, right now on this show, if I did not face my past lives and what they were about. So it really gives me an eye-opener.
There you go, Stacey.
I'll be in touch.
All righty.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call. You have a great, happy new year.
You too. You both. Thank you.
Thank you. Wow. Really nice lady.
Very nice.
And it's one of those situations where you sit here and look and say, you know, I just feel like she's really going to make some changes. And if we don't hear from her, I'm just going to look at it in a positive way that she's doing the work and she's moved on.
Well, that's what it's all about. You have to do the work. I mean, we can talk and talk and talk about it forever about what you need to be doing, but if you don't actually make the steps and do them, that's what's going to happen, and you're just going to be going around in circles.
Exactly. And I always want to check. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, you know, it's kind of like this. You know how you want to tell the story, and if you find somebody that hasn't heard the story, then you're going to tell them the same story again?
Right.
So it's time for her to be
having
a new story, you know, put herself in again as the heroine in a film.
Yes. Let me ask you something, too, Desiree. You've been keeping track of those callers, so I'd love to get that 45-minute free reading today. So you think we've gotten close to that chance? Also, I wanted to share with everybody that we got some great shows coming up here. And on tomorrow, we're having a show that's going to be, I thought, was really good, because we're actually talking about, are there gods or is there just one? And I'm going to give you my insight on the whole thing, because I think there's one, but it's like having a president or the president of a company, and it kind of filters down like a pyramid, where all the gods that we've heard about do exist, and the ones that I've actually experienced are actually more angels. But it's like looking at the situation of God who created the whole thing and filtering down, like a corporation. You got angels and you got gods in certain places. And there's even a reference in the Bible where it says God says no gods before me. So it kind of makes you wonder, when he put it that way, no gods before me. He's not saying they don't exist. He's just saying don't put them before him. Plus, we also, we're still talking about, we're really getting to the root of the problem with a lot of things. You were destined to be rich. What up? You know, I'm pretty sure a lot of you guys are out there kind of confused, saying, okay, if I'm destined to be rich, why am I not? We're going to go over those things. We're going to hopefully give you some tips so we can actually turn that around for you. And then that's Wednesday's show. And then guess what? Thursday's in front. I mean, we're getting up to Thursday. Thursday's deepening your relationship with yourself, deepening, having a closer relationship with your angels. And then Friday and Saturday, everybody knows what Friday and Saturday is. It's reading day, nothing but readings for 3 hours. So when you get your questions and what you want to know about, and if maybe you have a couple of questions about some previous shows, you can ask them then. I'm also asking people to call in and give us maybe a miracle story, maybe an encounter with an angel, or maybe a Christmas story. It's one of those positive miracle things that, you know, I think would be great as we're going into the next year that people should share with us. And then, you know, it gives you something really positive to think about, and you have a tendency to be really focused on your plan. So, got some really great shows coming up. So I would definitely tune in, and we'd definitely love to have you. And if I'm not mistaken, Desiree is going to be with me for a while, and she's going to help us with the shows and that kind of stuff. And really, it's one of those things I haven't really personally had a reading with her, but she seems like she's really insightful, and I think she's really talented. So, we're both here, so if you want to call in and ask some questions, you can actually get two answers and get you some guidance going on, and you know, and we really don't disagree.
That would help to help.
I'm just saying, we really don't disagree on a lot, do we, Desiree?
No, we got the yin and the yang here.
So let's go and we started talking before. Past life regressions are great for clearing a lot of things out. I recommend everybody should really consider getting those things. I know myself, I kind of hesitated for a while, but I know for a fact when I did get into the whole thing, certain issues and certain situations made a whole lot more sense to me. So it made it easier for me to embrace them or to basically cut them loose. So it's a great thing. And like I said, you can call me, or you can it's like if you want to call me through Desiree, Desiree can really give you some insights. A lot of those things as well. What's her chat? Go ahead.
My information in the chat room there.
Okay, so if you want to contact me, the number here is 937-838-6337. Or you can contact me on my website, or you can go on Block Talk Radio, my show page, and you'll see that my webpage is actually psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. And like I said, for until at least the end of January, you can get those past life regressions. You can get any kind of reading that you want for only $10 for an hour and $5 for a half hour. So I definitely would take advantage of that. And then you can actually call, if you'd like to work with Desiree, her number is 818-200-7431. And I think it's Adored Angel. What is that, Desiree? It's
Adored Angel@live.com. I'm going to type it in there.
Okay. So I thought, and you also have a webpage too, right? Is that the same as the webpage?
The webpage is adoredangel@yola.net.
Okay. Okay, cool. So like I said, you can take advantage of those guys. Now we're going to answer some more questions. So let's go on and get some more people on the line and just get some questions going here and let's get some fun. I love doing this kind of work and answering questions. It's just great. I'm not sure. 562? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Hi, this is Joan from Artesia.
This is
Joan. Hi, Joan.
Yeah, hi. I called in, I think, 2 weeks ago, and the journeyman was telling something about my third eye chakra.
Yes.
And I'd like to know more about that.
What would you like to know? When I sit here and say, when you work on your eye chakra, it's the ideal of if you can use the tone, which is, it's spelled O-M, and you pronounce it OM. Actually, that would open up your eye chakra. There's also some other techniques that you can use where you just, when you are cleansing and balancing out your chakras, all of them, you just do a little bit extra work on that one.
Is it on or om? Is it
om?
O-N, like dancing?
O-M, O-M, om. And then what you do when you say om, you bring it, you pronunciate it, and you stretch it out. Om. And then as you're saying that, you should also focus on your third eye chakra, which is between your eyebrows. And if you do that, I'm just saying, and also, you know, this is also, you can also get a quartz crystal, place it over top of the third eye, which is between your eyebrows, and you can focus on the energy where it's like centering the energy to that one spot. It's like imagine yourself, you have the crystal, the energy is going through the crystal, it's going through your third eye like you would, like a dog jumps through a ring or a hoop. You take the energy through your third eye and then back through your third eye. Some people have actually felt discomfort with those because their third eye was not open. And it just kind of cleanses it and that kind of stuff, and it really had a really closed third eye. And it's also one of those things we were talking about before of past lives. I've also done I've done some work with people who, for some reason, are scared of their psychic abilities because of past life experiences, or even being one lady in particular lost her head.
Uh-huh.
So sometimes those things have a tendency to go with us to this lifetime, thinking, okay. And most of the time, you can notice those people, they have a tendency to get themselves into situations where they lose their head. So all come together. But once you sit there and, excuse me, once you get that all going and get those all cleared out, you know, then you lose that fear, and then you're able to see your guidance a whole lot clearer, and it comes through quicker as well. It's like taking a camera and cleaning the lens.
I see. Was I a psychic in my past life, in one of my past lives?
Your third life back, you were a psychic. You were a shaman, basically. You were also a male. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. I'm quite aggressive in business. Yeah, and that's why I'm calling, because I'd like to know how I can use this in business. And if I do the own thing, how often should I do it?
Every morning. Actually, seriously, you should do chakra clearings in the morning and chakra clearings at night. Chakra clearings in the morning, basically you open all the chakras and get you ready for the day, which is really good, great in business, because when you're in situations, you can actually spontaneously know what you need to do, and things just happen quicker. So when you're working on deals and just clients and that kind of stuff, and you're trying to get business to pick up quicker, having that clear and open up and all your chakras working together gets that effect. And then at night when you are home and you're done, doing chakra clearings can also help you sleep and have deeper sleeps. I also recommend on those kind of things, especially for stressful days, you should get yourself some valerian root. I recommend you get the capsules because valerian root stinks. But it's very good for deep sleep. And the deeper you sleep, the more restful you really are. Because a lot of people more or less sleep on the surface. They don't really get the deep sleep where they can actually give the heart a chance to even slow down and rest. So you should try that. Meditations on certain levels, too. It's like, you know, start looking into more deeper meditations too, to actually, what you're trying to do is still the heart, so the heart can actually get some rest itself. Because if you notice, a lot of things, that's one organ that continuously keeps moving. Because if it didn't, we would, without a doubt, that's it. But you can bring it down to a certain level where it can actually get the rest it needs to without actually stopping it. And those combinations of those meditations, and also that variant root. There's also another one. I just can't remember the name of it. Melatonin? There's something that you can, there's another a vitamin. It's an herb, I think it is. You can actually take two for deeper sleep. Joan, I also, we've actually done some work together, right?
Yes, we did. And you were also recommending the past life, the regression?
Yes.
Yeah,
I got your phone number, and I know that I got that information somewhere for the other herb, too. I want to get that to you, so I'll be calling you really soon. And you should definitely get that. If not in the next week, you should definitely get that past life. And I just want you to get some information under your belt, so when you go into this next year, business can really pick up for you.
That's why I want that too. And and also, I'd like to ask, I know that I'm gonna do the business, the home-based business next year, and I'm gonna really do it. I'd also like to know what you see that I should be careful of or be cautious of.
Well, we had a discussion with, we had Ampu on here, and he was talking about watching out, I think it was around April, whether it would be April, a lot of energy going on, having psychic attacks and that kind of stuff, and it doesn't mean that you can't protect you from it, but I would definitely say that this next year, that's the only time I would really worry about it, but it's one of those things that just, you know, since you'll be working in the business world, I always recommend protection, and you should actually invoke and work on protecting yourself with the pink light. Either the pink light or the gold light. The white light's really good too, but for some reason, I keep getting gold and pink.
Gold and pink light?
The pink will help one way. The pink helps out. It also filters out people that are sincere compared to the people who are not. And when it comes to business, I don't care what anybody says, when it comes to business, you still want to work with people that you can trust. And that's what the pink light would help you do. The gold light is more of a really spiritual light. Okay? And when you use those, you can see the people that you can actually work with as well, that would work with you.
Mm-hmm.
But the pink light's really good for filtering out people that are not, as I call them, very nice people. And they just want to take you and use you and abuse you. So you'll see these things and you'll feel it. It's like, I think a lot of times, especially with business, you feel a lot in your gut. And you should definitely trust that. When that kicks up, your solar plexus is telling you that there's something there that could... sometimes it's just a warning that you don't want this person to take your power away. Because that's what it's like a warning, saying, okay, this is what this person is going to do to you. So Desiree, would you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, I do, because there's an angel that I was... I have her, Haniel is the angel that you can call on for your intuition.
Angel Haniel.
And who? Haniel, H-A-N-I-E-L. And she has H-A-N-I-E-L. She has to deal with intuition and your emotions. It has to do with your solar plexus, and it's also your third eye. So call upon her, because she will help you develop your intuition and your clairvoyance and your feminine energy, because you're stating that you have a lot of male energy. Call in the feminine to basically balance it out. And you want to use the moonstone crystal.
Okay. And it just dawned on me right now. Because my house is always like topsy-turvy. Even if I clean, I fix things. Is there something in this
house that I should be aware of, or what should I do so that, you know, there might be some spirits or elementals here that that need to be, you know, like it's a concern for me?
Well, the one thing I pick up the most, if working on the balance, like she was saying, it seems like some of those things would clear up. But it's like a unbridled energy.
I'm sorry?
It's unbridled energy. It means that you're aggressive, and there's some masculine energy that you're, it's almost like watching a jar overfilled with water. So you see this energy coming out, and it's causing havoc in your house. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I'm not quite understanding it.
It's you. You have energy because the way you are really always eluding all the time. How would you put this? It's like your body has this energy, and it's extremely powerful energy. And so it's like being dispelled from your body. When this energy is released, it was in your body, so therefore it couldn't be really crazy. And once it's released from your body, it has nothing to do, so it has a tendency to, some people think it's spirits, when actually it's just energy causing certain things to happen in your house. You should also think about looking at your home and see if it's really in feng shui.
Yeah.
Because the energy, I keep picking up all the time, is the energy needs to be dispelled. You should also do some more cleansings and get you some sage. And I always recommend white sage. White sage always works great for me. And
last week I smudged the whole house with sage.
Right. You should do it at least three times. You should at least do it 3 times a week because the energy is coming from you. So it's like when your floors get dirty, and you sweep them, you get rid of that dirt. It's basically what this is. It's like unused energy. It needs to be dispelled from your home. So when you sage it, and we also got an insight on that hole too. With our guest was telling us that sometimes you should also open your windows for a period of time to also dispel certain things, ions and that kind of stuff out of your environment as well, because it's like, especially when we have what we got going on, where you really can't do that, and things have a tendency to build up here in your house. And when you're expelling energy like this too, it just adds to the chaos. Because I really don't feel like there's any spirits per se in your home that was actually causing this. That would be alarming. It just seemed like it's the energy itself, and it's just a continuous. I got that you should do at least 3 of these cleansings a week. And the more you balance your chakras too, the less you're going to have these problems too. So you're working on the inside, and you're also working on the outside at the same time.
Okay. So okay. It has to do a lot with me then, with my energy?
Yes.
Really?
So it's like, you know, I'm just saying with the situation, sometimes you have certain things that follow you into this lifetime, which is great for business, and we're not trying to take that away from you at all. It's just the idea of controlling it and directing it. So I know what you're saying. It really helps you in business, and it's like behind all the things that you really want to do, it's good motivation. So I'm just saying focus on that, but definitely when you start focusing and balancing out your chakras twice a day, and you start doing your chakras, the sage cleansings at 3 times a week, you're going to see a big difference, and you're going to start realizing that there aren't, there's not spirits that are causing this. Excuse me.
Okay.
Is there anything else you'd like to ask? Is there anything you want to add to that, Desiree?
No, that would be all for today. I do appreciate your time. And, yeah, I'm going to sage 3 times a week because I was planning to do it once a week for 1 month.
Uh-huh.
And I think the balancing of the chakra will help a lot also, especially this coming year when I have to, because I am on unemployment right now and I have to do the business and I have to do good.
Oh, yeah. The more you get on top of this whole thing, I just feel like the first of the month you're going to see some differences in the idea of walking away from realistic lifestyles to the point of things coming in very quickly for your business.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You have a great day, and thank you for the call.
You too, and Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Happy New Year. Okay. So, Desiree, is there anything you want to add? Is there something that you just want to share with us? It sounds like you're like on the edge of your seat.
What?
It seems like you're on the edge of your seat.
Oh, yeah. I'm just on my edge of my seat. You are right. I am on the edge of my seat. I'm watching all these I'm actually in the chat room listening to everybody's writing in. They were saying about Grandfather Sage to tell her. And I know there's a, I don't know the name of it. You might know this. It's a San, is it Pietro, like P-I-E-T-R-O, it's wood that you burn. And it's not as potent, as strong as the sage, but it gives you more of a lighter feeling.
Right.
That helps with clearing, because I've done that.
Is it like sandalwood?
Yeah, it's like a sandalwood almost, but I'm sure somebody in the chat room will write it in.
Somebody said cedar. Right, okay. Oh, cedar?
I don't know. Yeah, it's a clearing. But there's a Spanish name called San, like Pietro or something like that. And that works.
Thunder Pedro?
Yeah.
Okay. So have we actually hit that 10th caller yet?
Not yet.
Okay, I'm just asking.
I've been keeping track of the numbers here.
Okay, so I got,
there was a 111 that called,
111.
They called in, like, at the very beginning of the show, and they're back on again.
Okay.
Caller in queue of 5.
Okay, no problem. Okay, caller 111111111, which is actually a really good number. You're on the air. How are you?
Hello?
Yes, how are you?
I'm fine. This is Seers of the Soul.
Oh, hey, how are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you. I just wanted to explain to you, being Native American, that we use Grandfather Sage, which is called White Sage.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you use this, when you use this, you must say a prayer in the four directions. Okay?
Right.
A lot of
right.
people don't know how to, they don't know how to use sage. When you sage yourself, the men, their feet must be raised and sage under it. If you are a woman, you are a light bearer, so your feet stay grounded to Mother Earth.
Oh, okay.
When you use sage, you take the negative out of the home and around the home. You must use sweetgrass or you must use sweetgrass to burn and bring the positive energy back into the home.
Oh, okay. Sweetgrass.
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen that before too. I know when I use sage myself, I usually walk through the house and do my little thing around the windows and the doors and even the floorboard, especially if you have a house that's drafty. And I always sit there and I always talk to Archangel Michael and the angels to basically just bring as much positive energy in the home to push the negative out. And that's how I do it. I do say prayers, but it seemed like it was one of those things when I started doing it that as I was doing it, certain things would come to me that I should do. So I'm always hoping that when people do their own saging, that it seems like the ones I've actually talked to seem for some reason that when they're doing their sage too, they come up with certain prayers that work for them.
Well, a lot of people don't know how to use sage. And sage is something that you light. You let it burn, and then you put it out, you stuff it out, where it just has smoke that comes up. And too many people just let it burn and burn and burn, and that's not what sage is all about.
Right.
Sage is about the taking of all that negative energy and dispersing it to the four directions.
Yeah, I guess it's one of those things where we definitely should ask if people know what they're doing, and then make sure they do.
Because that's how we do all ceremonies.
Do you?
Yes.
And I'm not, I'm going to sit there and be great to have you on the show so you could really share this with everybody, because it's like, I know every time I have someone on the show, I always learn something out of it too as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now, when you're saying in the four corners, you're saying the four corners of your room, or...
In other words, what you're doing is you're making a circle. You're saying
right.
A prayer to the four... You always start in the east. Everything begins in the east.
Okay.
And then you go to the south. The south is the color. Mother Nature always brings colors from the south. Then you go to the west. The west is of the dark lands, the bear, the buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
That's the area that we always take home. And then you go back to the north. North is of the elders, where the wisdom always talks. And then you always make the circle complete and go back to the east and say the complete prayer there.
And do a circle.
Yes.
Okay.
Everything is in circle. Everything is in a network ending in circle.
Everything's in a circle. I feel like I should write this down.
Yeah, that's wonderful. You can also type that in the chat room for everyone so that they know that. That would
if
be
you
helpful.
Would. You still there?
I'm still here, yes.
Yeah, so if you would, you can type that for everybody. Because I think that would just add more to what you're doing in the first place, and actually... I guess the idea of doing it right, too, because, I mean, I've been around, where I'm from, we have a place called Chillicothe, which is actually a Shawnee. So we have a lot of celebrations down here, a lot of get-togethers that the Shawnee do down here.
I see.
So I really want to work. I have my own way of doing things, but I think that would really help a lot of people. And I know also suggesting to people to do chakra, to do saging if you're moving, and you're moving to a new home, that you should sage before you actually move in the house. What do you think about that?
What I do there, especially if I do a clearing of a home, I take cedar and I take redwood. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because cedar will also clear a home. Okay. A lot of people don't understand that, but cedar is a beautiful smell, and it just aroma. It just gives off that uplifting energy, and it just takes it. It just takes it to the four winds.
Mm-hmm.
You take redwood. Redwood is very strong. Redwood stays within and gives you that grounded feeling. It makes everything ground. Everything stand firm.
That's brickwood? Did you say that was brickwood or redwood?
That is. Very right. And it is nothing without the respect or the connection. You're very right. You must have the utmost respect and good and positive intent of what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, that's one thing I keep telling everybody, like, you know, quit letting the world dictate your success and do it yourself. So, all this like is really helpful. Just gives you all the tools you can do to maintain that as well.
I don't know, sweetheart, but you're breaking up. So, I think I'm going to get off the phone so maybe I can hear you better in your chat room.
Oh, thank you.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Well, you're very welcome.
And
Many blessings.
Many blessings to you, too. Thank you. Sometimes with the phone, I don't know. Sometimes I think it might be Skype.
It's crackling on my end.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was nice. I mean, I was sitting here looking at the situation, and then now I think I got some different insights to how...
Mm-hmm.
With this way of staging, because I used to sit there and sage my house. Every time I would move, I got into the idea of staging my home, and I'd always do circles around the windows, And then as I was going through the house, I was actually making circles. I didn't realize that was the proper way to do it. But like I said before, I always do everything for my guidance of my angels, and when they
right,
I just
right.
feel certain things come to me. So intuitionally, I was actually doing it right. But it is one of those things that comes up where I'm thinking to myself, maybe we should ask people when we say save the house, do you actually know how to do that? So we can make sure they're actually doing it. So we can actually get some good results. When you say so, Desiree, come on, you're too quiet.
Well, I've staged with my windows closed, and I was gone, there's something wrong with this. And then I went online, and sure enough, in the chat room, open the windows.
Right. Yeah, I know. I had the same problem with my ex-fiance, who sits there and saves the house so freaking bad, and the smoke detectors went off.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, it was one of those houses, too, where you just felt like there was a lot of negativity. I'm not saying anything bad about Florida, but it just seems like Florida, every person in certain aspects, and except for this last time, there was some really nice neighbors, but and they had the tendency to keep them themselves, but it just seemed like everybody was always out to get something, or they just wasn't being themselves. And I found out they were from Ohio, so I don't know if there was a connection there or not, but it made me wonder, you know. But when I walk in the house, like, it just felt like we might have overstaged it, but it just seemed like there was a lot of residue there. So
yeah.
So we did the whole freaking thing, and then we actually ended up opening some windows too, and it was just amazing on some of the things that happened. And
mm-hmm.
it also makes sense about some things that happened that maybe because I didn't stage it in a certain way on other occasions afterwards, because I knew my future at that time was going to be my future mother-in-law. I knew every time she came to the house and she left, I'd always end up staging the house.
Oh.
So I think that should have been a sign that I should have looked at the other. But they always say in some ways that I don't believe this with everybody, but usually the girl you're dating hesitant if you want to get an aspect of what she's like, you know, look at her mother. But there was a lot of similarities, but that's another story, probably another show. And we got some people waiting on the line, so let's get them
yeah.
Let's see what's up here. We're going to answer some more questions. You ready for it?
I'm ready.
Okay. Well, you don't sound so excited. Come on, get excited.
I'm very excited.
Okay, dance on that chair you got. I can't see that, but, you know, it's the intent.
I have the intent. It's there.
Okay. All right, here we go. Okay, I pushed the button. We've got to do it again. Don't you just love this technology? It'll drive you nuts. Okay, 218 area code. You're on the line. How are you, and what's your name?
Hello, my name is Christine.
Christine?
Yes.
Well, how are you, Christine?
Pretty good. Thanks for a great show.
Oh, no problem.
Great
Thanks.
Information. I'm going to do an aura cleansing every day.
There you go. And say hello to Desiree. Adoring
hey, Desiree.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
So how can we help you tonight?
I thought just to check in and see what you guys thought about what I could work on here for the end of the year and the new year, and what you see coming up.
Well, the thing I get the most right off the bat, which smacked me in the face, was you need to work on your third eye chakra.
Ah.
Clearer visions. I also got the sacral chakra and the solar plex. I feel like you should also definitely, like you were saying before, it's kind of funny how you picked that up and said that you should do aura cleansings, but you should also, what we're talking about, you're right, it's auras and chakras in the morning and at night. And I guarantee you'll be sleeping a whole lot better, too. But some people, when you sit and talk about chakras, I'm trying to get everybody to understand that there are the 7 and sometimes the 9 main chakras, but you also have chakras above you, chakras below you, you have chakras in your hands. There's even chakras around your, behind your knees, and they all have these major things about certain things when you're having certain ailments, that there's blockages there. So, you know, when you start focusing and saying you're having problems in your hands or your back or that kind of thing, I wanted to tell the other lady, too, that, you know, doing these chakra clearings have a tendency to clear those blocks out of those areas, too. That's why they're called the main chakras. But the first three I picked up with you was the ideal that you needed to work on your third eye chakra right off the bat. That was what came up to me the most. And I get green, and a lot of times when I get green, pick up that green, it's the ideal working with Archangel Raphael of healing some things that you had It seems in some ways you've seen things in the past and you've kind of steered away from that because of the things that you saw. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
So you got to stop steering away from those things and face them and say, okay, I saw that before it happened, because what it's doing is they want you to clear that third eye chakra so you can start seeing your visions clearly. So you can, if it's something you need to avoid, you can know that right at the bat and leave it. I mean, I'm pretty sure you've heard people say they, for some reason, something told them to take a different route to work, and they find out what this major accident happened, and they missed it.
Right.
Well, that's the way it is in life. That's what, and I tell everybody this, everybody has psychic ability. Now, the reason you do is like you pray to God, and God answers you through your intuition. So it's like you want to keep the line open two ways, just like you would your phone. So that's what I'm saying with this situation. You want to clear that third eye chakra so you can see those things quicker. The solar plex is also warning you when you get those butterflies in your stomach. You've been in a couple relationships where you felt those things and you thought butterflies was just the idea of being nervous to the situation, and then you found out these people wasn't being totally honest with you about who they was. So don't steer away from your solar plex either. And when those butterflies kick in, that's your solar plex. It's saying, hey, you know something, something's here, is making you feel like you're feeling powerless and out of control. Like, you know, it's like something's taking your power away. And pay attention to those things, because people have a tendency to take your power quite a bit. Would you disagree with that?
No, I wouldn't disagree with that.
So what you need to do is just work on that. And there's also a third, I keep saying third chakra. So they're definitely really kind of talking about that solar plex chakra, which is actually the third one up from your root chakra. But you should also focus on the one below the feet too. You want to ground yourself. There was a really good company out there called HemiSync. It's spelled HEMI-SYNC, SYNC. And it's a really, go to HemiSync.com. They have these great CDs. There was one called Chakra Journey. And what it is, it's got 8 tracks on it. And the first 7 cover your 7 chakras. And the 8th one is for grounding. So you could do them all at the same time. Plus, HemiSync is doing really good this, you know, around the holiday season. You can really get some good deals there, too. I know for a fact, any time of the year, if you buy at least 4 of their CDs, you get the 4th one free. And the reason I'm saying this, they're not a sponsor. They should be, as much as I talk about them, but they're not. I just believe in them really wholeheartedly that I've done those, and I actually got their CDs right now. And they got CDs on connecting with your angels, connecting with yourself, dreaming, sleeping, any kind of ailment or anything that goes on. And it's a really cool company itself, because, I mean, I've gotten those things. You can actually go to the website, and you can actually hear samples of this music. And you can, I think you can also get music to drop down on your 3MP player. Hey, that was a tongue twister and a half. But, yeah, check that out. So, and then also, there's 2 companies. They got HemiSync, and you also got Dream. I'm sorry, it's not Dream. It's HemiSync and BrainSync. BrainSync is a company that, on the same format, but they have CDs on how to attract love, basically working on the law of attraction, but they specify in certain things that you can focus on. And they're kind of cool, too. They got tracks that talk you through things, but then they always have a track that follows it up with nothing but subliminal music, which is really cool. So, some of those you can actually, if you fall asleep, the way they are put on the CDs, it's actually best if you do fall asleep, because your brain still picks it up.
Cool.
So it's a little easier for you. So you're actually, if you're doing chakras and that kind of stuff, more than likely your brain has been known to pick up things. People that are in comas knew there were people around them when they come out of the whole thing and knew exactly what they were saying to them. So on that format, on that technology, they've come up with these CDs. And check out the company. It's really a cool thing. And
That sounds like great advice.
Well, thank you. Desiree?
Yeah, I'm getting signs coming up, which means that you need to be paying attention to what's going on around you. And how you're going to do this is you're going to hear it in threes or see it in threes or feel it in threes. So be very aware of that And how you're going to do this is by, like I said, it could be on the TV, radio, in a book. And that's basically how your angels are trying to talk to you, and they're trying to say, you know what, wake up and pay attention. And you're asking about coming up into the new year. So really be aware of that and ask for them to help you. I don't know if you're doing that enough.
Yes.
I've been asking for a lot of help.
Okay.
But I think I have to do more work, too.
You need to
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I thought, when I was listening to the show, and you had said that, too, really, you know, so I am asking for help, but I do think it's what do I really have to do?
Yeah, or down to the point of what you really want to do, what you want to be, where you want to be at. I mean, when I was there talking about definition of, just, you know, detailed was, I have people I talk to with who are having trouble with neighborhoods they're in and stuff they want to move. I tell them, well, next time you do that, once you get really detailed and even put down what kind of neighborhood you want to live in, what kind of neighbors you want to have, you know, anything you can actually think of that you can put in the picture just gives you a more complete picture.
Cool.
Okay?
That's great advice. I'm going to do it all.
And, yeah, I would start a journal, and I guess in this next year I would call it the change journal. What am I going to change? What am I going to change? And then what am I going to change it to? And then also take any kind of negative thought that comes out of your mouth and try to turn it into a negative thought.
What you look,
yeah, positive. Did I say negative? I meant to
yes,
say
yes, you did.
Take those thoughts.
And I turned it into a positive right away.
Okay. Positive, positive. I'd say about four more positives to get rid of that negative thing I said. Positive, positive, positive. And start doing it. I'd be in a situation, if I was you, as soon as I got the phone, I would start thinking about it. And if I did, I'd probably go to Walmart and buy me a journal. You there? She's gone. Well, she's not gone for so long, because I'm pretty sure she's still listening. And just get that journal and change things. Maybe she hung up. Because I was like, boy, that was quick. So, Desiree.
Well, she could have just been cut off. You know what I mean?
Oh, no problem, but it happens so quickly, I don't know. So,
yeah.
Let me ask you something, Desiree. Do you have a journal?
Yes, I do.
You want to share something with us? No, I'm just kidding. But it's just one of those things where you sit there and I know for a fact that when I'm a journal thing and I've done it and when I get away from it, I feel like there's a little bit of a I'm getting better. You know, it's like the ideal focusing, like the guy said, mental notes. I mean, when you get to a point where you can actually mentally note everything, it's the same thing as a journal. It's just in a different place. I mean, I just recommend writing this stuff down because a journal is a good place as an outlet to get rid of it, you know?
Well, you know, and you're right, because if you don't, what I do with it is I put down exactly what my feelings are about what's happening with me.
You're right.
And I can, you know, look back on it and say, well, what's going on right now, and get like a grip on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I also journal to say what's going on in my day. And also it really helps if you write down what you're grateful for. You know, what happened in your day that you're grateful for and you give thanks for and gratitude, because that's so important to do, because you'll look back on it and say, oh, this happened to me. And I really honestly feel that we need to do that more every day, is to, like you said, we were talking about this, you know, what your affirmations are in the morning, what you're manifesting, and go throughout your day and you're saying thankful for what's happening to you, because why not? You know, we're given so much.
Let's take some more calls. Oh, I agree. I mean, one of those things. And 510, what do you think?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Oh,
you were breaking up. I don't know what you just said. Yes.
Okay. What's your
I'm calling just to find out what might I expect going into 2011.
Okay. First, did you hear when I asked you what your name was?
No. You were just breaking up, but my name is Camille. I'm from California.
Camille from
Southern
California.
California.
Welcome to the show. Say hello to
Thank
Desiree,
you.
Too.
Hi there, Desiree.
How you doing, Camille?
I'm well, thank you.
I'm
so you're
one.
Oh, you're in California too, aren't you, Desiree?
Yeah, L.A. And at
oh.
Sunny, yeah, I was wondering, are you from L.A.?
I'm from Los Angeles, but I live in Northern California.
Oh.
Okay. All righty. Well, there, I was picking up on that. All right, you want to know what's going on for 2011, huh?
Yes,
I don't
yes.
know. I think it's going to be a far cry from what it's been like the last two years, huh?
Okay.
Because I feel like there is like, I could say that for everybody, but I'm just saying, we're not talking about everybody, we're talking about you.
Yes.
And I just feel like there's a lot of things that you've also, I feel like you've been focusing on and you're starting to work on.
Okay.
If you haven't started working on it, and sometimes the idea of starting to work on things or working on things, when I sit here and see them that way, that means you think about it. But the physical part has to come into play.
Right.
So I feel like this next year, we're talking about intensity, but even to the point where the first 2 months of the year might be overwhelming for you, but I think it's because of some really drastic changes. This is positive stuff. So let me phrase that. It's positive. And it's overwhelming, but I also feel like you're enjoying it because it's a far cry from where you've been, especially in the last 6 months. And I also feel some male presence. What came to me is male scattering, which it's almost like you're still holding on to at least four different relationships of some hurt and pain.
Maybe. I mean, do you mean romantic relationships or...
Yeah, these are romantic relationships because they're males, and, well, I'm just saying, when it comes to me, they're males, and they seem to be, the way it comes to me, the word is dominant. They have a tendency to take you for granted, very disrespectful. It seems like when you went into the relationships, they seem to be totally different, and then they had a tendency to be like, at least two of these guys seem to be like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Yes, of course. That is true.
Yeah, so when, you know, we sit there and look at the thing and we go, man, I feel like you want to slap him, you know?
Oh, yes.
So, and I feel like you're not a person that does those things and you had a tendency to take more than you should have. But, you know, in the situations I see you having, yeah, there was things that told you to get out of it. But I can also see and understand why you stayed as long as you did. But now you have a chance to really attract a different type of person. And right now, it's like you keep getting this focus, and which is really good because you're focusing on the one. Okay?
Right.
And people don't realize the idea of focusing on you is going to attract someone who's the same way, who's also on the same level. So therefore, the interaction, you don't have to think about it and say, well, is he the one or not? Because it's going to be pretty much like, you know, night and day compared to the other ones. I feel like you went through these other ones just to prove to you exactly what you wanted to do and who you want to be with.
Yes, I agree with that.
So, go ahead.
Well, no, there is someone in my life now who we are separated by distance. However, we are nurturing our intellectual connection through communication, email, things like that. And I am very keen on meeting him. So, I mean, I've already met him, but reconnecting with him soon.
Mm-hmm. That'll be, I was getting a double thing on there where I was like, okay, I think I know what's going on. I feel like it's good.
Okay.
I feel like there's going to be actually a connection physically and second week of January.
That would work sooner than later, yeah.
I'm just saying, with the situation, I see that you want to, but you really haven't declared that.
I have not. I mean, we have, I've known this person for about 4 years.
Uh-huh.
And I'd say the last month from Thanksgiving through now, it's been really heating up. I guess he has been, you know, because of Facebook, he's been on my Facebook looking and reading and I guess developing feelings for me based on that, as have I. And finally, the day before Thanksgiving, he finally told me, this is how I feel for you. So I did not spend Thanksgiving there. I, you know, went about my own little life. And now I've gotten through Christmas, and it's almost New Year's, and it's really getting antsy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems like the connection between you guys is, you know, we would... The one thing I like to stress to people is connections do happen no matter if you physically see each other or not. And it's the idea of respecting those too as well. And, to, you know, and when you're, I just feel like you're getting antsy right now because you used to be a little bit on the guard, but now you don't want to be that way. You want to see where it's actually going to go. So you got to take the physical and do it. And I say, when I sit here and say this, I mean, open the door. I mean, the one thing I would definitely do in your situation is do a nice little exercise in the morning along with your, you should do, I recommend this to everybody, chakra clearings or cleanse twice a day. Also, if you have a house that's full of craziness and you're not really sure about it, and say you have chaotic family and that kind of stuff, when they're not there, sage the house, okay? This will cut down on that energy that's still in the house. And that energy can also be chaotic too, act like a poltergeist, okay? But the one thing I would recommend in the morning along with this is to do a simple exercise of sitting down, crossing your legs, putting your hands in front of you, straight out in front of you with your palms together, and then open them up gradually, wide as you can get your arms, and say, I'm open to receive.
I think this will
bring in some opportunities for you to actually make this visit happen. And also when you do see each other, let it go where it's going to go.
Okay.
One thing I do recommend in these situations is really work on the relationship before you get physical.
Right.
The reason I say this is because you have a guy here who is basically, his feelings are out there and he's telling you how he feels. But I also feel like with the idea of the energy that goes along with the sexual experience would be overwhelming for him, where he would actually get a pull back, we don't want that to happen.
Exactly.
So we want this thing to work out really well. So it's like, okay, we're going to do this. And I think he would agree. I think he would agree with this too. And it's one of those things of actually seeing if a person can be really respectful, because you haven't had that in the past.
No.
It's always about what they want.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. So what we want to do is here is have a two-way street, which you already have a two-way street. So we don't want this thing broken down for repairs. Okay.
Right.
So we want to leave that open. So what you want to do is bring that in.
Okay.
You know, sit down and have that conversation as soon as you've seen each other. Now, you sit there and said that you have met each other face-to-face.
Yes. But when we did meet, it was 4 years ago, and it was not in any sort of romantic capacity.
I'm just saying when it comes to romantic and you know that someone's expressing their feelings, you should get together as soon as possible to get that physical face-to-face. Because who he was 4 years ago, he's not that same person anymore. So you have to do a reintroduction again. The physical and the energy meeting each other, it's like a hello on many levels. And I'm just saying, when I do relationship counseling with people and they meet this way, some people have a tendency they want to hide behind the internet. And that just adds to the chaos of the relationship. So you want to do that here. Desiree's doing some cards. What do you got?
Friendship. So, like just what we're talking about right now, this is a friendship that has been going on for a long time, and what's happening though is I've got the celebration coming up, and exactly what we were talking about, the lady in the card, who is our wonderful angel for celebration, she has her arms wide open, standing tall. So instead of you sitting there, you're standing there with them wide open.
Okay.
And you're just basically allowing what is supposed to come to you.
Right.
Okay, and then I have Archangel Michael who, you know, he's there for protection. So you need to call upon him to just make sure that you are definitely not going to be falling into the same paths that we're talking about.
Okay.
So give,
you need to get rid of
carry that. Carry that sword.
Oh,
have him right behind you.
Yes. yes.
You're going to need it.
Wow, okay. I know how to call upon him.
I'm just saying, it's one of those things of doing something like that with Archangel Michael, and I would even say, you know, get the heavy-duty sword and cut the chain. What I get with you that I wanted to bring more into it was I see three anchors. The two are very strong because I feel like there's those two males we were talking about before, but there's a third one that kind of represents two. And I've seen this a lot with people. You got an anchor, anchoring you to the past and changing your back. And I see you wanting to go forward, and you're like, okay, why am I not moving? And it's a past connection. And then I also get with the same situation. You don't need to know who these people are or even the situation because it's more of a memory. Okay, so it's not one of the things we have to get closure with them. It's the idea of getting closure with yourself because of allowing yourself to subject what you went through.
Right.
Okay, and sometimes with Archangel Michael, you can just say, hey, you know something? Cut everything that I know of and also cut everything that I'm not really aware of. I can sense it's there. I just can't see it, but I know it's there. So could you please cut those two and just get rid of everything?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I like that.
anything you would want to add to that, Desiree? Because, I mean, I really feel like...
I think what we covered it well. The friendship card does show three angels. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there again is the three with the anchoring that you are talking about. So the friendship card was the first card. So I do agree about the friendships that you did have in the past that you just need to cut the cords with them.
Okay. Okay, so that I can allow other things to come in.
Oh, absolutely, because if you're not going to, I mean, that's how you're going to allow the energy to come through.
Right.
I mean, if we're going to have all of these, the cords all around us, guess what? Nothing's going to come through.
That's
We've
got
to and do the chakra clearing. I did last night. This is a good one. I went and got the salts, not the get something very strong and potent regarding salt bath, bubble bath, salt.
Oh yeah.
Now, and here you're gonna do your clearing here, and then you're gonna put this in your bath water and get some incense, strong incense, and a strong candle. Could be anything that you want, and then basically immerse yourself in that for a good hour of just sitting there, focus on one thing that you want to be completely cleared, and you'll feel so much better.
Okay,
and that will help you.
It.
Okay.
Okay, I can do all that. And now, is there anything as far as professionally? I am building my own public relations business, and there have been opportunities. However, I'm well aware that I cannot force anything to happen in an outer way.
That's right.
So I am opening myself to receive. But, of course, I'm also getting frustrated.
Because
there are things that you get bored. You want to market yourself in a creative way. And when it's not happening in the time that you would like it to happen, it's like, well, what's going on?
Well, of course, but you also got to realize one thing. When you're manifesting things and you say you're using your angels and guides and stuff, they're not restricted by time. They don't have that.
Okay, yeah.
They can tell you about certain things. That's why I like getting pictures of months and actually seeing the dates themselves. But I'm just saying, with certain situations, you also want them to happen that's actually going to happen where it's going to benefit not just you but everybody involved.
Okay.
So it's divine timing. But you also got – I would sit there and look at the situation – when I picked up on when the very person we're picking up here is relationships, I don't think you understand that the importance of relationships affect everything. And once you start getting those things up and you start clearing all those things out, they just don't – they open doorways for everything, and it's the most important thing to you. So, therefore, it affects everything that goes along with you as well.
Oh, wow.
I've been in the same boat before myself where I'm looking at my shop going, I got some mediocre – you know, success. I'm getting success right now too, and it's kind of filtering through. But it's more of a discovery in myself of letting go of certain things too. I mean, I actually when we're sitting here talking about past life regressions, okay, yes, we want to earn money too. But I also want to do the work because I feel like the work is very important. And I've actually done it myself where I've gone back to certain points in history and in my life and even in my present life. You can actually do past lives, like past life regressions in a present life to go back to a certain point too.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so when you do that, I know when I did that, as soon as I found out those old situations and confronted them and realized that, like when I drowned, that's how I came to my psychic abilities. I drowned, and a lot of things happened. But one thing happened was I'm the oldest, and my sister was the youngest at the time, but my mom was still pregnant with her. So in the process of drowning, I'm thinking, like a 10-year-old kid, okay, now I'm going to get attention because I wasn't really getting any attention. But when I went back, as a 40-year-old and looked at the 10-year-old mentality, I'm thinking, okay, of course he's going to feel guilty about that, but I've been carrying that guilt for me over a long time. As soon as I let go of that guilt, my freaking shop went from making $50 or $60 days to $200 days.
Okay.
So you see there's a connection there. Because it's basically when you're using energy to manifest things, it's the same energy for love, your careers, your emotional state, your spiritual state, your materialistic things. It's all the same energy. It's just in different directions. It's the same thing with love. Love is the same energy. It's just expressed in different ways on a human level.
Wow. Okay.
And I pulled up the abundance card for you and divine guidance.
Okay.
So that's exactly what we're talking about. So
Sorry.
Abundance can be many things now.
Right. That is true.
You know, you can be full of abundance regarding your talents and gifts that have been given to you.
But she has dollar signs on her head. I can see
that. But yes, you are asking about your publishing and you're asking about your writing that you're doing, which is so important to you. So, you know, put yourself out there as if this book is out there already in Borders or Barnes & Noble, or if you're promoting your talent to make sure that this already happened in your eye. And also ask for divine guidance, which, again, was Archangel Michael. So do know that you are being divinely guided in your path. At the same token, you need to call upon them to ask. And I always say thank you for the gratitude that they are there for you.
Okay. Also do this too. When you're focusing on what you're focusing on and you've got that vision in your head, after you get done with that, I want you to sit there and say, okay, this or something better is manifesting for me and totally harmonious and what was it? I had this in my head. This or something better is now manifesting for me in harmonious and abundant ways for the highest gift for everyone involved. So what you're doing is you're opening the doorway saying, okay, this is what I want, but there's something better, I'll take that too. And you also should do one other thing too. This came to me very quickly as Desiree was talking. I didn't mean to cut her off, but it just came to me and says, you need to do some charity events to promote yourself.
Oh, yes.
Okay, and charity came up as the strongest. Because, I mean, personally, myself, I would love to do charity functions and anything that has to do with helping other people. It gives me an opportunity to pass my cards out, but at the same time, there's no pressure. I can just do my readings, and I can just work with people.
Okay.
And I love those environments, and I just feel like if you get in that environment, you'll be really happy because you're helping other people. But at the same time, you just kind of open up and just start communicating and really expressing your passion about what you're doing. Okay?
That makes sense.
So is there anything else that you'd like to ask us?
Well, that pretty much covers it. I'm just, you know, I must release my, doubts or insecurity, especially about money, because in the past, I have opened myself to receive, by my karmic agreement or, and because, inheritances and things. And because I have received inheritances, some people have been very judgmental, been very angry, and who have said you have not been deserving of these opportunities and gifts.
I'm just saying, sometimes in situations like that, first thing I would do is stop listening to anybody and everybody. People perceive things the way they want to perceive them, so it doesn't matter what you do or what you don't do.
Right.
Because when we were doing manifestation work, in a book that I have by John Randolph Price, which is called Super Beings, he also has a book called Alchemy, Spiritual Alchemy. And what he says in his books is, the reason you don't tell anybody what you're doing, because you don't want that energy mixing with yours. You want to keep your focus and that kind of stuff, which is kind of hard in certain situations, but that's the biggest thing, is maintain your focus on your vision and what you're doing. Because, see, the point is, the opportunity to get those inheritance came to you. They would have not come into you. They would have never came to you if you didn't if you didn't deserve them, you would have got them.
Right.
And trying to justify to everybody else, they're going to perceive it the way they want to. And if you look at those people's lives, I'm pretty sure they missed out on a lot of things. So they're just thinking on a level of their lives, which does not reflect yours at all, because you're both on two different planes, two different paths. They have no right. That's judgmental. They're making a judgment because what they think, not what they know.
Right.
And it's not, because there's a difference between judgmental and knowing. Knowing means you have the facts, you know, like you're fat. And you are. That's the truth. And and basically, when someone brings it to your attention, it's a place to start. Now, don't take it personal. The only thing that can do you in the quickest is your inner talk. If you feed into it, you're going to lose your self-esteem. If you don't feed into it, I'm pretty sure you'll be stronger by the situation. You're going to find out, is it true or is it not true? But it's a discovery. But if you feed into what they're saying, it takes you off your path.
Yeah, tell me about it.
That's why some relationships you get into have a tendency that where you lose yourself. What happens is you've fallen off your path. So when you get away from the situation, you start realizing, ooh, I should be over there. And then you just kind of like back into the situation. Or sometimes you don't, but I think we all eventually get back to those paths because that's what we're chosen to do. We were talking about this Saturday when we were talking about Jesus and when he came here. Kind of gives you a different perspective on psychic ability, because when he came here, he knew exactly what he was going to do. He saw his path. It was all planned out.
Wow.
So the reason he knew it was because it was pretty much destined, but even in the course of the thing, he did question it, which shows some of us have a tendency to question things or go a different direction because we know what's coming up and we're diverting it from it because we already knew. So I'm just saying with you, I didn't mean to cut you off, I'm sorry. It's just that hold in there and you know what you need to do. Don't let other people's insults and comments and that kind of stuff divert you from who you know you are and where you need to go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Yeah,
okay.
That makes a lot of sense.
I'm telling everybody right this minute, those past life regressions, I guarantee you, they will definitely help you out. And like I told everybody before, we're doing this, I really want to extend this till February because I want everybody to have as much knowledge and as many tools they can to go into this next year, because I just know this next year could actually put people in a better state of mind, so when 2012 comes along, they won't feed into this chaos of the world's coming to an end, because it's not.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Like I told everybody before, I'm making very reasonable. Yes, I want to do more work, because I love doing that kind of work, but it's also, I want to make sure that you all have the information that you need to know. And going back to those certain spots in your life, even we can do one, go back in this present life. Is there something that's bothering you? We can go back and check it from your standpoint of who you are now compared to where you was when you was then.
Right.
So, wow.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you. And you have a happy new year.
Happy new year to you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. We're going to see a lot of changes coming up, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Let's see here. 478, you're on the air. How are you and what's your name?
Hey, how are you? It's Courtney.
Courtney.
Hello.
I'm sorry for the misunderstanding when I called you back.
That's okay.
So I was sitting there going, you called me. And I was like, oh, I'm confused. What? Maybe it wasn't there. And then I saw your voicemail. I'm sitting going, yeah, she called me.
Not a big deal. Well, I'm excited. Hopefully we can get things lined up where I come on soon. But, you know, us readers, we have a hard time reading ourselves. So I wanted to see if you guys, you and Desiree, felt anything coming up for business and finances and, of course, relationship. Just a general little overview.
First of all, where are you calling from?
I'm in Macon, Georgia.
Oh, okay. I sensed the accent, but I was just like trying to figure North Carolina, Georgia. Georgia
girl here.
Georgia girl, good. I've been through Georgia. It's a crazy place. You should tell your cops to stay awake at night when people come flying through. But
man, let me tell you, this is the worst state to have a business like what I do because it's so closed-minded. So I'm anxious to see about a move. So hopefully I got one coming soon.
Yeah, I was sitting there in Florida. Florida's getting bad too because there are certain places like St. Petersburg. You have to have a license. It's like a little driver's license. And they actually brand you fortune tellers. What's said in the car? And I said, I asked the lady who had one. I said, did you say you were a fortune teller? She goes, no, they said it. I said, I got to go somewhere else. I am not a fortune teller. I'm a spiritual.
Right.
You know, I have psychic abilities and those kind of things. But the idea of being a fortune teller, no. So
yeah, I don't like.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're okay. Go ahead.
I'm tired.
imagine.
The situation. You know, I get yes, there is definitely a move. I also get that you should also declare that move where you want to go. I would sit down and get a freaking road atlas and just sit there and whatever it falls open to. I just feel like that's a direction.
I've done that.
Yeah. I also feel like from the ideal of the situation too, I definitely do see you moving away from the East Coast. I think you've had enough of the East Coast. You're intent. It's like I feel like you just the impression that I see is you strangling someone, and I feel like the thing that you're strangling is the idea of getting away from the life that you're just tired of, and so you're just I want to just kill it and move on. And that's why I could explain it, because like I see it as you. I mean, it's very violently shaking someone, it's trying to strangle this thing. So I feel like you're definitely done with that whole thing, and the whole aspect of what you're doing would probably. I mean, from what I can see, moving from the East Coast, and one thing I will say I'm picking up is the West Coast is coming up very strongly, but I also see a lot of woods and a lot of comfort and also a lot of serenity. You need a lot of serenity. I mean, I would definitely invoke and focus and manifest the move itself, but I would also do the same thing where you're in a nice little comfortable zone where you can actually take 4 months to yourself. I feel like you haven't had that problem. I mean, you've had that problem really spending a lot of time with yourself.
Right. Yeah, you're actually right. Exactly. My moving plans is I've manifested, especially last 3-4 months, is Arizona. So I'm really hoping to get moved to Arizona within the next year to 2 years. So
I would give it 6 months to a year.
I'm hoping. That would be great. I've put it out there. I've already been told and I've already been shown through meditation and my spirit guides that Arizona is definitely my spot. So we'll see.
I'm just saying with the situation I keep seeing, because I think if I'm not mistaken, Arizona is still part of the West Coast, right?
Yes. I consider enough West Coast for me.
Right. I'm just saying if I saw you in California, you would definitely be in a wooded area, which is probably Redland, which is a nice peaceful place if I'm not mistaken. I know I'm not saying you should go to California. I'm just saying if it comes up and you go that direction, you should at least spend some time there because it's a place away from the big cities. That's all I can say to you. Sedona, you're going to be closest to, is it Sedona?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was sitting there going, she wants to go, and I keep seeing Sedona. So.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to live around that area, but I feel like you're going to be visiting that place a lot.
Hopefully.
My
way out, I will.
I'm just saying, I can't see you living in Sedona because I think it would be a little overwhelming, but I see you visiting it quite a bit. I think you know what I'm talking about, right?
Right.
Because you need to be in somewhere where there's like your neighbor's like 14 miles away.
Yeah. Yeah. To do what I need to really do and to focus and flourish with what I, you know, my readings and what I have planned over the next 2 years because they're pretty big, so.
Yeah, and Desiree?
I brought up
the dream card just basically just like flew out of my deck. So you're definitely your dreams are coming to you very vividly, and you need to be writing them down. Are you doing that when you wake up in the morning?
When I do dream, it's very hard for me to remember. I've had some very, very scary dreams that I don't understand them. And, you know, I do dream interpretation myself, but it's really hard because you want to use, when you're doing, as you know, when you're trying to read yourself or interpret your own dreams, it's very hard to do that because you put your emotions into play and more of your personal feelings more than what the spirit, you know, the spirit, spirit guides are trying to tell you, or what your intuition is trying to tell you. So it's very hard for me to interpret my own dreams. I've had some very scary dreams.
Okay, we'll try to, when you're coming up out of the sleep in the morning, just have that book right by you, you know, and just write anything, you know, words, anything, just anything, and you'll go back to it later. What's happening here is you've got support, and support is coming from your angels, from your guides. They're looking down. It's like I've got a circle of you, and they're looking down at you, and they're saying they're there to support you. So don't feel that they've left you, because they haven't. You have the abundance card also that has come up, which means that you have so many gifts that need to be, like you said, you want to get them out there to others. So ask for the support for them to help you with that. You have friendship, lots of friends around you. Be very careful of who you are working with and who you're not working with. Ask your angels for support on that. And you have immense power, my lady. And
I've been told.
To yes, you have. So I want you to own it. Instead of you looking on the outside of it, I want you to go in it.
Okay.
Right. Because you need to own that power now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the angels, they're there to support you. They're saying it's okay. They've given you their thumbs up.
So pick the location.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm
just saying,
look. Just look around Sedona and those areas right there, and just pretty sure what I keep seeing, that something, a city or a town's going to pop out at you. And you should definitely look into that whole thing, because I think you're going to get some deals, and actually the idea of getting out there is going to fall into place very quickly.
Good, I hope.
Okay, well, I just want you to take the word hope and go, that's a great name for a girl.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's so hard to do what I need to do here in Georgia. This is just not my state. I can't.
I know, I'm just saying. You know,
I hate it here.
If you're going out there and you're driving out that way, I wish you'd come by Ohio and pick me up, because I can't stand it here either. But I love this show, because this show is such a great, you know, it's like I can touch the rest of the world for a period of time. And I think that's why I do it. I think that's why now I'm doing it 6 days a week. I need to touch the world, you know, put it out there and get those connections going on too as well. Because I just feel like I like the ideal of meeting people and friends and that kind of stuff. Every time I have someone on my show, I actually end up talking to them for a couple hours on the phone before it even happens. It's just, you know, connecting with people that do this kind of work, and I don't get to talk to people I'm around, because I'm around Baptist. But so when you get to talk to people, you're just like, hey, let's talk about this, you know?
Right.
And that's the same with you. It's like, you know, when you're, as you're leaving and you're going, you're going to feel like, you know, like Georgia had a freaking, like a throw around you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you just untie it, and as it goes off, you're going to feel a liberation, basically.
Yeah. What do y'all think about the relationship issues?
I think you should hold off any kind of relationship, any kind of deal that has to do with that whole thing, in favor of what you need to do. Because I feel like I don't really sense anybody around you, as in a significant other.
I've got just a few here and there, but nothing serious. I just feel like I'm not supposed to be in a relationship that I need to focus on. I just don't feel that that's what I need to be doing right now. I've got so much more other stuff that I'm feeling, even though I'd like one. I just can't seem to get tied down. It's just, I don't feel that's necessary.
Okay, hold that thought just for a second. I want to say something to everybody because we're getting down to 1 minute. Tune in tomorrow because we're going to have gods. Are there gods or there's just one God? And I think there's just one. I'm going to tell you why. So tune in for that. We're going to do readings. We're really trying to give away a 45-minute reading for free for the 10th caller. We didn't get that today, but we're getting close. I feel like we're getting close. And I just want everybody to tune in, and may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. And we'll see you tomorrow. And let's go back to this conversation, because we can stay here as long as we want. So, Courtney, the thing is relationships are not working because I feel like they're not supposed to be because you're not in the right area. To meet the right person that's on your level. And I mean someone... Yeah, because... Either it's like I keep getting you can't find the middle because you either find someone who's below you or above you, and you know you've gone both ways on the whole thing, and it's like okay that didn't work either, so this okay what are we doing? So it's like what I got the vision that came to me was a vision that I got. Pour yourself into your work, and when you get to where you're supposed to be at, everything you ever really wanted, really needed, and really desired will automatically be in that realm. Because so, you know, the idea of this urgency moving, that's why there's such an urgency, because it's like, I feel like that once you move, the idea of meeting somebody, it's almost like it all happens at the same time. But you're going to have to go there first. And I get that too. It's like, you might actually go to a period where you might actually move somewhere and then be there for a short little period of time until you actually go to the house that you'll be at. It'll be in the same area. I'm just saying there's like a nice place that you find that really fits you. But once you get there, you find another place that just is like home. So you see two moves in the same area once you go there. And in the midst of those two moves, I see you meeting somebody. And it's like a meeting of you're not looking for it. You're just so you're working and promoting and working on yourself. In the process, you meet somebody who can actually really be an intense partner of actually sharing.
Right.
Instead of someone always taking from you or someone wanting to be healed. And, you know, you keep getting that bad image of Robin Williams. You are healed, you know. And saying, get away from me, I'm tired of this.
Right.
And you're tired of being a therapist.
Yeah. That's so, probably, I feel that's part of my calling, so we'll see. I really just want to make sure I get myself out there and help as many people as I can.
You are a good therapist, but be a good therapist. You know, you want to be a good girlfriend and a wife in a relationship, so you're tired of analyzing, and I just want to be loved, and I want to love, and I just want to be, I keep getting this in the word immersed in a relationship. You want to get with somebody where you can actually lose yourself, but be comfortable with that because you trust the person.
Right.
That is intense. I don't want that too.
had that in a bitch. And this, what I've been going through is not always been there. So there's always been, I've always had an issue with expressing myself through spirituality. Here in the last 4 or 5 years, it's gotten really, you know, where I don't care if people know that I do card reading. I don't care if people know that I teach meditation.
Yeah.
So it is what it is. So I'll find someone when I'm supposed to, but finding the one that can accept what I do and be on at least almost my level is frustrating.
It's one of those things, too. I mean, it's kind of hard to do in this life, because not in this life, but it's just the ideal of you're looking for that one person. And it's like getting lost in a used car lot, you know. And you got to go through the used car lot to get to the other side, and you see, oh, look, there's new cars. You know, but sometimes you got to go through a lot of stuff to get there. I mean, I've always told myself, people are like, I don't want to get married again. I don't like relationships. I'm sitting there going, what? I love relationships.
Okay.
I got hurt. Okay, but it makes me know that I'm still alive, and I got a sign that he wasn't the one. So now I got to go and keep going forward until I meet that person, because I know I'm supposed to be with somebody.
Right, exactly.
So I'm going to go through all the freaking weeds to get to that flower.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So all right. So as long as I'm moving and my my success, my finances are going to get better with this business for the time being that I'm here, then so be it.
Yeah, see, the time you're staying there, once you start focusing on where you want to be at, you still have to live in the now and be where you're at and say, okay, you just got to, you know, I would sit there and focus and meditate in the morning, get a little vision going, and then go get me a vision board and put them all around me and say, this is where I'm going to go. Find pictures of Sedona, places in Arizona. I'm just saying, when you do find this place, because I think it's going to jump out at you, I would get pictures of the whole freaking thing and just have them all around me and say, I love going to work here because it's going to get me what I want. As simple as that, because I wouldn't put any kind of limitations on it all. So I'm just saying, you know, you already have the vision.
Right.
And the ideal, I mean, I feel like the more simpler an affirmation is, the more powerful it is anyway.
Exactly.
So, and all I can say to you is you can call me after the show, or you can call me whenever it's convenient for you, and we'll talk about that, because I want to get with my schedule, and because I just started doing the six-day thing, so I know I got some days open. So I'd love to have you one of the shows a Friday or Saturday.
Yeah, that would be fine. My shows are Tuesdays and Thursdays. So after everything's said and done, you can call me. You have my number, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. If you want, if after the show is all over and everything, you can give me a call. I'm fine. I'm at my shop, but I've already closed for the day, so I'm done seeing clients and stuff. So if you want, you can call me. I'm free.
Okay. And I was just going to, you know, see you on Fridays and Saturdays. We do nothing but readings. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I thought it'd be cool too, huh?
Yeah.
No pressure, and just have a great time, okay?
Exactly. Well, thank you, and I'll talk to you soon.
No problem.
Okay. Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye,
Desiree.
All right, Desiree. How are you?
Good. How are you?
You still there?
I'm here.
Okay, because I was like, you phased out for a second, so I wasn't too sure.
Oh, no. It's really crackling, that's all.
Oh, okay. I think we're going to sit here and invest in some headsets. I've never, to be honest with you, I have never dealt with a Mac, except if it was a Big Mac. I stopped eating those years ago, so.
My question for you is, when the person has their hand up, did I supposed to click on their hand to see if talk to them, because I didn't know if I end up
No, I mean, as far as I know, the hands up means they're next.
Right, and then the other just question college. Too.
Because what I'm trying to figure out is how can you actually put a hand up? Because I've actually when I go to other shows and get on myself.
Yeah.
I never saw anything where I could actually push something and have my hand up. All I do is push one, and the hand comes up. So that means I'm on the queue. And if someone's hand's not up, that means they're just listening.
Right. And if I went over to press on screen where, you know, when you had a no caller,
mm-hmm.
Said move the screen on it. So I didn't know how to pick up the
person
that's in the queue.
Let's all sit here and do this. The show's over with, so we're going to sit here and say, hey, you know something? This is the way it works, guys. Past life regressions, psychic readings. Right now at this time of the year, really good. Give you a lot of insights, give you a lot of information, give you a lot of tools to work with, because the next year is a year that you can actually work with and get what you want. So give me a call at 937-838-6337 or contact me at my website, which is actually psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. We got a great special going for you. It's and everything that I do, just ask me what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Actually fits in that it's an hour for $10 and it's a half hour for $5. So if you want to do the past life regression, it fits in the category. If you want to do dream interpretations, it's in there. If you're locally and you come to me and you listen to me on the air and want to get a palm reading, it's the same thing. And believe me, I can actually do a palm reading for an hour, too. So don't, you know, trust me on that one. And just the situation and everything, I mean, it gives freedom for everybody. Because I can sit there and go, I'm getting paid. I feel good about the whole thing. But at the same time, you know, to put that hour in, great time. So take advantage of it, 937-838-6337. Or call me, you know, you can just go to my website, and actually it's like three clicks, and you're into PayPal, and you can pay for it, and you call me then. whichever is comfortable for you, and that's psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. And also, Desiree does some great readings. If you've been listening to the show, she's very, very, very good. And contact her at 818-200-7431. Or you can contact her at her website, which is Adored Angel. Is it adoredangel.yolasite.com?
No, it's Adored Angel. I just did it today.
It's what?
Okay, it's the Adored Angel. I'm going to have to look it up because I just did it. I'm telling you, 3 hours ago, I'm putting this whole site up together.
That's
so
good.
Well, I went on it right away, you know. I thought,
right,
I'm going to use it. But my question for you is trying to get, try to talk to these. Okay, for instance, what I'm looking at, I'm just trying to tell you on my end what I'm looking at. You're asking me what the 10th caller is. Your callers go in and out because you're looking at the switchboard. So my number will go from 1 to 5. You're going to ask me who the 10th caller is. Now, unless I keep track of the callers that go in and out, it's not going to go beyond 5.
Yeah, it will.
Mine doesn't. It just goes to the number 5 and then it stops.
No. When people start really calling in and you start getting, this thing actually has gone up to 10.
Okay. I was trying to figure out.
A couple of Fridays ago, all of a sudden, 5 people called in. And then 5 more people called in. Next thing I had 10 people. And I had to, I actually had to scroll down because there was 10 people on there going, whoa. And they was popping in and out. What you need to do in the situation is it's an intuitional thing. When you see somebody that should win, that you feel like should win this 45-minute reading, then you set the number that pops out at you, you write that number down. And then when we get to them, we will give it to them.
Oh, okay, got it. Because here I'm like, you should see me. I'm like, I get it because I'll be on number 3 caller, right? And then good old callers, like I said, they're listening. And then I go to 4, and then I'm going, does that mean they're number 1 now?
Yeah, because actually what's going on right now is we're not streaming out, and we're not on the air, but this will this will go into the archives. So the reason I'm getting all this information at the end, so when they go into the archives and they listen to the show, this information is at the end so they can actually contact both of us.
Okay.
If you want to do the $10 and the $5 thing, you can do that. If you want to stick to your $15, that's fine. I think that's a really good price, too. I'm just saying, since everybody's calling in the show and stuff that they want to take advantage of, and they say they call in and they say, well, I only have 10. Would you still do it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I figured you would. I'm just getting this on, I guess you would say I'm getting this on tape so that when they listen to it, that they feel, oh, she'll take it. Okay, because I've told people before the same thing. Don't hesitate to call me and say, hey, I'm a little short. What can I do? Well, okay, then make a donation. Make a donation, and I'll give you a reading for that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And they can still, and then when they use the PayPal buttons, it goes to the same place anyway. Mm-hmm. So they can take care of the whole thing right then and there. Yeah, just so. Tell them, okay, if they only have $8, you just sit there and say, well, get the money in there. As soon as that money's in the PayPal, I'll give you an hour.
Right.
But all I asked you to do, since you didn't pay the whole thing, is just tell your friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're square, you know? So they feel comfortable. You got $8 to count.
Mm-hmm. How'd you like the astrologer?
Oh, that was really cool, man. He was really insightful. And I was sitting there thinking, going, I never thought about that. And then all of a sudden I started coming up with these questions and saying, okay, we have aliens in the mist, and they thought the aliens have come down at this time. Is there any way we can actually do astrology and use star charts to go back and say, could there be that energy around that time that actually could say, yeah, there was? Mm-hmm. You know, so I thought that was pretty intense. He had an answer. He said, absolutely.
Yeah.
He told me why. So I was like, this is pretty cool. So I was just going over things when we dream. Do we dream more? Because I was always saying, I notice I dream more certain times of the year than others. Is that because of the planets and how they have effects on it? And he said the moon has a really great effect on it. So I was like, I figured it was. So, I mean, shoot, what's the point? We have a talk show, so therefore, you know, we're here to get information. And every time I bring anybody on, it seems like it's just a learning experience. And then Courtney calls, and we got that squared away because she called me last night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then left a voicemail. And then when I called her back, I don't think she remembered who I was. So she thought I was, because she asked me, how'd you get this number? I said, well, you called me. And she's like, and actually she hung up and called back, and she said, how'd you get my number? I said, well, you called me first.
Mm-hmm.
I swear, you called me first.
Right.
And so I went back in and checked my voicemail and said, see, she left me a voicemail. It's her voice, Courtney, and the same number.
Mm-hmm.
So I went over the whole thing, and it was just like, okay, that was weird. So this takes the situation the way it is, look at it, and go, that was weird. But it worked itself out. So, you know, Mercury retrograde, we're trying to prove a point here. Yes, it can mess up with the communication, but, excuse me, when we take a certain different course on how to deal with it, we cleared it up.
Isn't it great, man?
Are you okay?
Mm-hmm. No, it's just the idea of talking all the time.
Right,
like,
I know.
Take the whole time. And believe me, I'm not trying to hog the show either. I'm sitting there saying, I just give the information, and it's just one of those things. I've had some people, and I think maybe I might be apologizing for something I shouldn't be apologizing for, but it's interesting. So, since we're on the air, and we're actually taping this, why don't you just give me a reading?
All right, let me get my
excuse me. Actually, what happens after the show is over with, I've actually stayed on with people that were still on the line, and I told them to stick there. As long as you're on the line, and I'm still on it, and I haven't pushed the button to end the show, the show is still going on. So whoever's on the queue, we can still talk to them, answer questions.
Right.
And I've actually stayed on this show when I was doing two-hour shows, probably another hour.
Mm.
And I've been doing it before.
I've never done this, so this has been like really a lot of fun.
Really? It just started.
Oh, yeah.
I think you're great.
I mean, I love doing this. It's called, it's just, I love hearing people and helping them and trying to, you know, it's just a constant, you know, if you can do something for something. You know what it is? It's called, they're going to remember, like, how much is, what's the percentage of all the information that you end up giving to somebody, they're going to what? There's like maybe 1 or 10% they're going to even retain what you said, and whatever it is, it's going to stick with them. I just know that for a fact.
Yeah, but the one thing I looked at it too. On the other hand, if they do forget it, they can go back in the archives and hear it again.
Right. Exactly.
Seriously, man, you should check the stats while you're in there. I went back and checked each one of the shows. Now, I swear, that one show we had, Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life.
Yeah.
And 317 people went into the archives and got that.
Mm-hmm.
Only 20.
Yeah, how do we find out, like, right now, how many people were listening today?
What you do is you go back to the page that says accounts, your account.
Yeah.
I don't think you can actually do it on this one or not. Let's see. No, you can't. So what you do is I don't want to do nothing. But what I can do is I can help you out after we get done and stuff like that if you want to go back and check it out. But what you do is you go back to the page where you push accounts.
Mm-hmm.
It's got eyes where you can actually schedule shows on the left side. On the right side, you got all the information, friends and followers and that kind of stuff. Right down at the bottom, it says something about... I can't remember exactly what it says, but if you go down the bottom, you'll see something in blue thing where it talks about, I can't remember what it says.
Mm-hmm.
It says something about your show. It's basically what you go down to the bottom, right, into all that stuff. It's a thing that says something about, like you got accounts and friends and followers. You follow it down to the end of that little square, and you'll see a little thing. I can't remember exactly what it says, but it's basically when you click on that, it's in there, shows you the stats of your show. Now, if you want to check each show individually,
mm-hmm.
you go to the archives.
Gotcha.
and it'll show you what shows you have in the archives, and it'll tell you what happened, what the stats is on for each one of those shows.
And what's the percentage of whoever was listening today will end up calling you to get readings later?
I keep trying to focus on that and say, okay, today we're going to get four. Today from the show, we're going to get four people to call us and bless us with one-hour readings. And by the end of the week, we're going to have a huge financial blessing that's going to happen before the end of the week. So it's going to be great. You'll see.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, when I got that freaking Yola site, it was just, I mean, I hadn't had it done for 2 hours. And then somebody called me.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I went into my email, and it says, you have money. And my PayPal.
That's amazing.
Like, I said, really? I need to check this out. Because actually, I've spent every time I've gone, I get my stuff. I get my cards. I get groceries. Mm-hmm. I'm catching up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But the more I spend, it seems like the more, it's like a cycle. You know, I'm putting it out, and it's coming back. Putting it out, and coming back. Because I went down and spent groceries today. I was like, oh, shoot, I spent $34, which is probably all I had in there. And the next thing I know, the lady calls me up, and she's like, we scheduled a reading today for 2. I said, well, I'm going to the store right now. But and my ride says I have to go right now, so we'll make this for like 2:30 or something. And I said, I swear to you, as soon as I get back, we'll get that in there. And when I came back, my account went from $1.94 up to 11. 11 is going to be one of the days. 11s, don't be surprised if you see a lot of 11s. And into the next year, going to the next year, I keep getting 11 as a positive year for me personally, because every time I ask any questions about any at the 11s, and I was thinking, okay, maybe they're telling me that's the year it's all going to happen. And then about 2 years ago, I got the same thing too when I got split with Sandy. I got this thing where it says the ideal of what you're looking for is, and I got 11. I thought it might, and then someone said, well, break it down to 2. I said, actually, in numerology, you don't break down 11. 11 is a powerful number itself.
Right.
So, and I was looking good, and I was sitting there going, this is just really awesome, because yesterday I was looking at my queue on Netflix. I said, okay, I went to a bunch of places to try to get books and cards, and it didn't happen. But as soon as I got this little account for Netflix, I just felt like the reason I did, and it did go through, and everything was great, because I needed an outlet. So I got my outlet, and I was sitting there saying, just get the, I mean, it was like I get guidance. It says, get the Netflix. Go ahead and get the Netflix. You need some entertainment. But you don't need CDs coming to your house. Well, you just get the one that comes to your computer. You're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay. And I was sort of focusing on getting this credit card, and it just keeps telling me, don't worry about it. Everything's going to be fine. The money you're waiting for and in some is going to be at the end of the week, and you're going to have it, and you're going to get it. And then you're going to catch up. It's just the ideal of being patient and letting these things fall into place. You've already invoked your financial blessings to happen, and they're happening. I mean, look what happened today. Today was like, the lady forgot to pay me last night.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she emails me this morning of how sorry she was, that she felt bad about it, where she actually, instead of paying for the $12 reading, which I told her she was okay since we went over a little bit, she gave me $20.
And well, here we go. I'm putting them out here for you.
Okay.
Okay? Because while we're talking.
Mm-hmm.
The what you got here at the very beginning is I'm using a deck called, really interesting. I picked this up and I really like it. It's called The Wisdom of Avalon. It's Colette mm-hmm. Baron Reed. Are you familiar with her at all?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Thanks. So you're right now. I put out the 5 for. That's the way I'm doing it. The first card is Swan.
Oops.
And it has to do with what I'm looking at. The words are saying transformation, trusting a psychic gift.
Uh-huh.
And when I look and feel the energy of this card, I see this bird who is basically, she's on the water, upright with her wings flapping. and she's looking in a right direction. So she's ready to take off. So that is your current situation right now. You are just ready to fly. You just want to go. You're just, it's like you're ready to go. Your position is, I want to, it's like you want to go, but you don't want to go, but you're ready. You're pointing in the direction.
Gotcha.
And the next card you have is focus, and you're looking down a path because you need to only focus on one thing. And that's what's really important with the card right there. It's
okay.
Looking into the woods, but look beyond the woods. Look up in the sky, and of course, up in the sky are birds. So that is basically your expectation of whatever is going on with you right now. You're trying so hard. Sometimes that when we are, I always say the swan in flight, or the swan, the transformation, what you're doing. It just means, like I always say, it's being like the cocoon, becoming the butterfly. You're having that big transformation. You don't even something you want. I think at the outcome of it, you might not even recognize who you are.
Okay, cool.
yeah. But it's saying dive into whatever the love you have, of your passion that you have. And
sounds good.
Yeah, you wanna. It's almost like just listen to your spirit. That's what's happening, and you're gonna love the next card after that one, which is
yes,
partnership.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Partnership is coming.
You sounded so happy about that one. Partnership.
Oh, yeah. You put on notice because it says that you have this coming together of your ideas, your attractions regarding two people, even inquiring about a partnership. You know, I keep on feeling like these cards are interesting. But it's just saying that you're...
Okay,
an opportunity is coming through, and know that that your partnership is also with God. You know, it's with the divine. Know that it may not be with a person, but you have your partnership within your psychic gifts with God, and that is basically your underlying, like underneath it all, your subconscious.
I'll tell you one thing. When I went to Colorado, and when I moved to Manitou Springs, and I really started doing this full time, you know, just really get into it, got into it, and started doing the readings. And some days I would be walking on air. I was so freaking like off the whole, you know, just the whole thing, and just the ideal of confirmation that the angels were there and we could feel it, and protection was just spontaneous. I didn't ask for anything. Just everything had a tendency to fall into place. It was just when I started making decisions and listened to my guidance and didn't question it and just followed it through, it's amazing how things just started falling into place and things started happening. But it was also the idea of tracking all the stuff that was going on. And then I started having these, from time to time, I would have certain relationships, physical, you know, well, when I say physical, I mean the connection happening with physical. When I say physical, it means human. So finding the partner and, you know, this kind of thing. And there was a little bit of work with some of those things, but I noticed my attitude was when things were going wrong, I could keep calm and relax and watch these other people act out in certain ways. And I thought it was amazing that I had that much. And for a person who's really got a really intense volcanic temper, that nothing bothered me. You know, so every time I went into any kind of situation, it was like, I mean, sometimes you would react because you just was a thing where the person just wouldn't stop until they wanted you to react. But I even started working through those things and saying, okay, that person just wants me to react because they don't know what's going on. And when I react, they feel comfortable because they got control. And when I stay calm, I maintain the control. So they're out of control because I'm not giving them any signs to deal with, to work with. So it was kind of cool when I got that partnership going on. And people are sitting there going, where do you get your messages from? I said, well, a lot of times there's angels and guides, but I've actually gotten messages, I think, from God when I have someone who whispers in my ear and I'm doing a reading for somebody and they say more things of like, ask her if she believes in me. And I was just saying, well, you believe in God? And I just instinctively would say that, like I knew, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I understand that. It's almost like what you're saying is me getting back to like I was when I was, or getting to the level again of, How would I say that without saying anything again or back or whatever, just saying getting to a point where I used to be at, where I can live that again and actually even go a little bit further with it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to me, to you?
Oh, yeah, it makes a lot of sense because,
I didn't mean
you
to freak you either, okay?
You're already in you've already owned your power, and you already understand, and you know what you allow to feed in and what you don't allow to feed in.
Mm-hmm. Because I was sitting here talking to you earlier when I sat here and said, okay, I know you. I said, you're shuffling some cards, so tell her what you got. I think I kind of
right.
floored you. I was like, he was like, how do you know I was shuffling the cards? I didn't, it's okay. I think it's kind of cool when I sit there and do these things and people are sitting there going, exactly. That's exactly what, you know. Boom, boom. And it, when I was sitting there talking to, how do you pronounce his name? Was Ampu?
Yeah.
Ampu. And when I sit there and said 4 months, that one lady, and he said he was asking himself, why would he say 4 months? And then he looked it up and realized that was actually a good thing because of the time that it would happen in 4 months would put her in a situation of some kind of reflection and stuff where it would actually be good for her to take 4 months to get to that point. So that was why it was good to have him on here because it was some things he was actually, with both of us, he was also backing up with astrology.
Yeah, and he was, and it, you know, and he came up with the 4 months when he first came on the air.
Yes.
You know, so that was.
Do you ever do readings for people and wish someone else was doing the reading?
Is it what?
I said, have you ever done a reading for somebody that you wish somebody else was doing because you feel like in some of the cards you came up in the card reading too?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Because your energy's there.
Right.
Yeah, your energy's right in there, and you got to, like, discern and say, no, this is not my energy. But like I said, I was with my friend Roger yesterday, and we were, oh, my gosh, what he put me through.
Oh, really?
He's my teacher.
Uh-huh.
He came into my life to be my teacher. He's he's just been teaching me and teaching me, and every time I get together with him, he puts me through such a ringer that by the time I'm done, I'm just that's why my energy was like when you
uh-huh.
called me this morning, I was like going, you
oh,
know,
geez.
What the heck happened? Because we had been doing so much work, you know,
uh-huh.
and I was working on myself for like 5 hours last night. On how to prepare myself, you know,
yeah.
and he was the
okay.
really, and it's, you know, it's all part of the process because if we don't do the work, nothing will happen.
Okay, now let me ask you a question. I think you heard the music this time, didn't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you think about the music?
Yeah, I like the music.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the music's good. So who's
Every
playing?
Time. That's Journey.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's from an old album.
Old albums, right.
Yeah, and I was sitting there going, I put it on there, and I said, it's great how it comes out. There's actually a song on that same album called
mm-hmm.
City of the Angels.
Oh, wow.
So I got that. So I heard this song, and it's all instrumental, but it kind of works up, you know, starts out with acoustic, and then it works up to a powerful thing, and then it just kind of levels off. Or you can go right into doing the show thing. Is your phone
right.
down?
Is what?
I heard a beeping noise. Is that your phone?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay.
No.
So
no.
did you? So with the, is there more to tell with your reading?
Yeah, you have mystery and you have joy. Your outcome is joy, and you. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mystery.
So the mystery is. The unknown, my dear. That's called
okay.
We don't know what's going to happen, and we just have to allow it to happen.
So you can actually look at this, the combination of the two cards themselves is saying you're going into a situation of not really knowing, but at the same time you're enjoying the journey.
Mhm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that close?
And, I mean, very close. And on top of it, you've got partnership with it, and you just need to focus on what you're going to be basically taking off to be involved in, and at the end your outcome will be joy. So this is all happiness and, you know, what you've been asking for.
Right.
I don't know what the question was. I don't know what you were asking for in your mind.
My thing is partnership and, you know, I was kind of thinking, listen to Courtney talking about the idea of finding somebody who actually understands and respects what you do. That's
right,
a hard thing
right.
to do. I'm serious. When you find people, I found people that thought it was cool, but it seemed like for some reason they had a tendency to look at it differently, and next thing they're using it against you. Because of their own insecurities, and they're sitting there going, okay, he knows too much. He's going to find out who I really am, and he might, maybe he won't. I always tell you, it's like this. I already seen you for who you are. You can carry that mask with you as long as you want to. And I said, maybe that's the reason your arm hurts. But I've already seen it. So what you're scared of is your own fears, not mine.
Right.
Because I saw you. You told me, you know, when I first met you, I first shook your hand. I said, think about what I do. I do palm reading. I'm an empath. I already knew. I said, you're lying to me and getting away with stuff because I'm allowing you to. Realistically, you know. I just thought one day you would stop that lying and then be okay. And that's how you get caught up in relationships a lot longer than you should. Hoping for change when you should realize that why should you be focusing on change to get what you want when you should have been more patient and actually gotten it right off the bat. Life in the fast lane can be a little tricky.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say fast lane.
My whole thing is just as long as we can help others and they can go away with, like, you know, you see how thankful they are. And it's called, people want recognition that they are human beings. I mean, that's just the main thing.
Right.
You know, that whatever they're going through, there's a voice out there to address them and say, you know what, you're going to be okay.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's when it comes down to any type of counseling or anything, you know, that's what it's all about.
Oh, I hear you.
You know?
Well, I was thinking, so you said was there any more to that reading? That's what I tried to say.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any more to the reading itself?
The reading itself is just to trust in yourself and just to know that whatever you do desire will come true.
Okay.
But it's definitely a transformation.
Hmm.
You're definitely I'm telling you, it's like being a caterpillar. And you know how you just were not getting the recognition that you wanted from people that were basically around you, and you said, okay, enough's enough, and I'm going to just step out, and I'm going to I'm going to fly.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, and that's what's happened, because you finally said enough's enough.
I feel like I'm already in the cocoon, waiting for that outcome.
Mm-hmm.
Make sense to you?
I just think that you've got so much coming, you know, that it's all good, it's all positive.
Mm-hmm.
And just and allow the mystery or the... Don't try to read into it. Allow it to happen.
Yeah, I know. I've had the same thing where we're talking about going back to when I was focusing and saying what reason I was trying to come up with a way of saying it without putting anything on it, as in back and again, because it's the idea in those moments, those little comments, you're still focusing on the past. Because
mm-hmm.
you want what you had in the past, you went back. And what I'm trying to say is, I'm looking forward to going to Colorado. I'm looking forward to a lot of things happening and changing. And I keep getting this thing over and over again about leaving and change of residency or travel and that kind of stuff. Where everybody keeps saying, you're going to be definitely going somewhere else and you're moving. And I was sitting there saying, okay, we don't want to sit here and get caught up in the whole thing and say, but I don't have any money to go anywhere. And I know for a fact in the past, that's never stopped me before.
Mm-hmm.
And a friend of mine was sitting there going, oh, so you hitchhiked? I said, no, what I'm saying is opportunities opened up. Because I sit here and say, I want to go to Colorado. I want to be in a vehicle going to Colorado with enough money that I can be comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And basically when I get there, I can accomplish exactly what I need to do. And, you know, open doors and open opportunities in case there might be a couple of places before I get there, fine. But open up the door and let me see what that's all about. And always be comfortable no matter where I go, and let me be a blessing in all situations.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I'm sitting there seeing these things and trying to focus on it and put it in a positive. I don't want to attach anything to it that attaches to me something in the past. I want to sit here and let them be free spirits to manifest in the future as new opportunities. But there are some similarities. I mean, if you would have been with me when I was out there in Colorado and I was living in Manitou Springs, it's one of those things that the more I think about it, the more I keep telling myself that I should have never left. But then again, letting that go and say, okay, we made the decision, maybe we made a mistake and went the wrong way on that whole situation, but this let the universe correct that and put it back in balance again. Because I felt really balanced out there. My mom, I remember coming back here and visiting my mom after being out there for so long, and she was like, you definitely have changed.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't just me noticing, it was everybody else. So, and I liked that too, because it was one of those things of, do I really want to do this? Do I really want to do this? Do I really want to let this go and that go? And then I said, well, let's just let everything happen in favor of what they're trying to do in the first place. So there was things
right.
that I did give up, but I also realized why I gave them up, in favor of the good. They were just bad habits or certain things. I quit smoking, man.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't smoked in probably 5 or 6 years.
Wow.
And I was just like, it's like right now, I was just kind of like looking back on that going, wow, it's been that long.
Mm-hmm.
So I was sitting going.
And you probably just don't even remember even doing it anymore probably either.
No, not really, no. I mean,
well,
I told her.
You know,
go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I'm just going to, my daughter is calling me on the landline for something.
Okay.
Well. I'm going to take off here and we will catch up.
No problem.
Okay.
You can call me later when you're done or whatever's convenient for you, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
Let me grab this. Okay.
Okay. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.